KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. we reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Gold Leaf Nursery Last Days of Summer, 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I want you to be cool, believe me. I want you to be cool, but I don't want you to miss that baseboard heat. Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Leslie, roll up your sleeves because we're heading out to Kansas City to help David with a problem he's got in his home.
All right, let's do it.
What's happening at your money pit, David?
A few months ago, I had my foundation jacked up from underneath. And they did a good job, in my opinion. What they recommended me doing is sealing the entire foundation and even sealing the vents. And my vents were the biggest question. They want to seal off all my vents.
All right. Well, first of all, I hope that the folks you're working with here were engineers and not just people that are kind of foundation repair folks, because there's a lot of people out there that are foundation repair people and they don't know as much as an engineer would. And a lot of them shouldn't be doing the repairs that they're doing in the first place. But aside from that issue, your question is really about moisture. And sure, a crawl space is going to have dampness and a basement's going to have dampness to it. And what they're talking about is sealing the entire foundation and vents from the inside. And that's an approach that I don't know if it's necessary for you. If you want to reduce the moisture that's down there, there are some very basic things that you can do that will accomplish that. First of all, is this a dirt foundation, a dirt floor?
A dirt floor, yes.
All right, so what you're going to want to do is put down a plastic vapor barrier and have as few seams as possible. So you're basically covering the entire floor with plastic sheathing, and then you buy, you know, and you can just buy that at a home center. And buy the thicker stuff because it's just easier to work with. It kind of overlaps better. It lays better. And once you've done that, those vents should be okay for, say, November through January. And then what you need to do is reduce the amount of moisture that's just getting down there in the first place. You're going to go outside, take a look at your gutters. They should be clean. The downspout should be free-flowing. You can get out there during like a pretty yucky rainstorm and see what's happening with the water getting in and around those gutters. Make sure that it's coming out of the downspouts. It's not overflowing from the gutter itself. The downspouts, where does the water come out of? You want to make sure that it's coming out about 3 to 6 feet away from the foundation. So you can have some leader material if you don't have that and kind of just arc it away from the foundation. And just make sure you screw all the sections together so that it's not coming apart in a heavier downfall. And lastly, look at the grading of the soil around the perimeter of your house. Sometimes it just kind of slopes back to the house, which is bad because then all that water is going right to the foundation. You want it to slope away from the home. It can be very gradual. Make sure all the dirt there is a clean fill dirt and not just topsoil. And that does a good job of getting rid of all of the moisture getting into the house. You could also, in that crawl space, use a dehumidifier. Sanofi makes a good one. It's not the kind that sits on the floor with a bucket. It's one that kind of hangs from like a suspension system almost. And it hangs on the underside of the floor joist from above. And it doesn't vibrate. It does a good job. And it pumps the moist air, the humidity and the water that's taking out of the air right outside. So those are the things that you should be doing to sort of deal with the moisture situation rather than sealing the entire foundation off at this point, okay?
Okay, thank you now.
Thank you so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to share how hardscaping with products like Ladair and Rumblestone from Pavestone can totally transform your underused outdoor areas. From gorgeous fire pits and patios to smart edging and garden walls, we've got some ideas to help you enjoy your yard now and add curb appeal for later. So stick around. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it could be that your home's exterior paint is looking a little tired. If it is, fall is actually a great time to tackle it. So before you even think about opening a can of paint, let's talk about prep. The cooler temps and the lower humidity make fall ideal for scraping, sanding, and priming those problem areas, especially around the trim, the windows, and the doors where peeling is a common issue. You want to spot check those areas for cracked caulk, flaking paint, even bare wood, and clean the surfaces. Be sure to let them dry completely and then give them a light sanding so that new paint has something to stick to. A little prep now does mean a smoother, long-lasting finish that will survive the season ahead, and then it's going to look great when it comes springtime and you're all wanting to be outside enjoying the space. I know everybody's like, prep, I don't want to do it. But that's the key to making the paint stick. So why not do it right the first time instead of doing it wrong three times? Maybe five. I don't know. That's just my guess.
Why do it right when you can do it twice?
I've never heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jim, let's keep those puns a-coming. Who do you have standing by? Who called or wrote in?
We've got Carrie on the line, Leslie. She's looking to add a bathroom, a second one. But where is the best spot? Aha. Carrie, what's going on there?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage. And then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
All right.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up?
How does gravity play into this is the question. So I would kind of take a step back from that, and I would think more about the real estate value of the house. You know, I would suggest having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement.
Yeah.
I mean, the basement is more of a nice-to-have kind of thing. If it's a big rec room or if it's like a guest room, then maybe I'd go there first. But I feel like it's kind of a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of plumbing, it's not a problem to put a bathroom in the basement. You just have to think of the technology, you know, whether you're putting a bathroom upstairs and you have to get the sewage down or the bathroom downstairs and you have to get the sewage up. It's all possible. I mean, obviously upstairs, it's more of a traditional approach, but in the basement, you have to use something called a lift pump, and it's kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty. It kind of grinds up the waste and then pumps it up until it can get into your traditional plumbing system and be moved out, if that makes sense. But I mean, if I was thinking about putting a bathroom upstairs, you know, could it be in the main bedroom? Could it be sort of a Jack and Jill between some of the kids' rooms? I mean, it's interesting. You know, you kind of just have to figure out what's going to work better for your home situation. But I think for the resale value, the second floor option is really going to work because everybody lives there. Everybody uses that space. It's something that everybody can share, and you don't have to argue over who gets to shower. I found myself saying to my kids this morning, because Henry's school schedule has changed a bit, and Henry has the knack. We still live in a house with one bathroom, mind you. And Henry has the knack of knowing without anybody saying anything else, if you are about to go use the bathroom and decides to go take a shower. Like, he just senses it. And so his schedule changed, and I was like, listen, bud, you guys have to communicate because you're both going to be trying to get out the door to school now at the same time. So don't, like, wait till the ultimate last second when you know your brother's going in there. He's like, well, he could just use the powder room downstairs. I'm like, yeah, but all his stuff is upstairs. So try to eliminate that and add that second bath upstairs. And then, you know, I'd be very jealous and happy for you. And we can talk all design options that you want for your awesome new second bath.
That makes absolute perfect sense.
All right. Glad we were able to help you out with this. Oh, by the way, Jim, too, I called up my contractor because we're going to Japan and we'll be gone for 2 weeks. So I called the contractor and I was like, hey, now's the time. Let's redo that bathroom, my friend. No one's going to be home. And he goes, oh, well, great. Then you'll only be without the bathroom for 2 weeks. And I'm like, wait, four weeks?
Yeah, well.
Come on. Never going to work out for us. But it's going to work out for you, Carrie. So good luck with that project. And you are a lucky duck.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you too, Carrie. We couldn't do the show without you. Thanks so much.
Well, if you're looking around your yard and you're thinking, we're really not using this space to its full potential, you're not alone. You know, fall is the perfect time to tackle outdoor projects, and maybe not just ones for fun, but for function and future value. You know, adding hardscape elements, so think about like a patio, a raised flower bed, retaining walls, or even just upgrading your walkways, doesn't just improve the way you enjoy your space now, it will seriously boost your curb appeal and the resale value down the road for the house. Now, one of my favorite ways to refresh the look and layout of a yard is with modular block systems like Ladera or Rumblestone from Pavestone, because these let you create a totally custom look with, I'm serious guys, like very little effort and no complicated tools. So whether you're building a sleek fire pit or maybe just outlining a patio or even installing a set of raised garden beds, these materials make it super approachable and super doable. And here's a design trick I love. You can very easily flip Ladera blocks on their side and use them as edging. It just gives you a clean, coordinated border around those gardens and around the walkway that will tie everything together with other vertical elements like a seating wall or steps or even fire features. But don't stop at your backyard. Your front yard, even the side yards, are ripe with potential. You can add a low retaining wall along your front lawn for more structure. It kind of gives it like a finished look. Or turn that awkward side yard into a tucked away seating area or an herb garden with just a few pavers and a little bit of planting. And the best part, these projects can totally be DIY with just some basic tools, a good weekend, and a little bit of sweat equity. And if you're not sure where to start, well, Pavestone has done the heavy lifting for you. You can head on over to pavestone.com, and there you can browse step-by-step project guides, product info, and design ideas for every skill level. If you're dreaming of a cozy fire pit, a front entry makeover, or if you just want to edge that flower bed like a pro, it's all possible, and it all starts with smart hardscaping. Perfect to tackle even this very weekend. Thanks so much for joining the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT for help with all of your home projects. Coming up, a new national survey shows that women are way more likely to take charge when it comes to keeping the home tidy, and they feel better when it is. We're going to dive into what motivates Americans to get organized, what tools they're using to stay on track, and the biggest challenges getting in the way, plus how you can reclaim a little calm from all of that clutter. That and more after this.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Rescuing paws, healing hearts. Army medic turned animal rescuer Sarah Thompson runs a nonprofit in Texas that pairs shelter dogs with veterans in recovery. Her group, Second Chances for Vets, trains dogs to provide emotional support while giving homeless animals a forever home. The program has saved more than 300 dogs and helped just as many veterans reclaim their sense of purpose. Sarah says every dog we save saves a veteran too. That's mission accomplished for both dog and owner. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
36% of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside. But getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles. Keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our gear track pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones, a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf and move rarely used things to the back. And just like that, you could reclaim your garage. For more tips and storage solutions, visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Are we in a labor force participation disaster?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
In 1950, 87% of men were in the labor force. 1980, 78%. Now, we're down to just 66%. Think about that. Government handouts and giveaways are not helping.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real-world stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
At the end of my sophomore year, I did a process of elimination of all the jobs that I could potentially do, and SEALs was at the top of the list. And so I went out that summer, lost 40 pounds, improved my run times, did pull-ups, came back very much of a different, physically a different person, probably mentally too, but and then When they selected the SEALs out of the Naval Academy, they only selected 16, and I didn't make the list. I was number 17. And then eventually, right before graduation, a spot opened up where I could go directly to SEAL training.
So now go fast forward to what you are now and what you do for your vet employees. What did the military SEAL training teach you about yourself that you hadn't realized?
If you set a goal, there's always a way to figure it out.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Making good home.
Homesteader. I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Welcome, you guys. So what's a great project for the fall season? Well, mulch, of course. Now, you're like, no way, mulch is Mother's Day. That's a spring thing. Well, fall says otherwise. You know, adding a fresh 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch in the fall will help insulate your plant's roots. It helps retain the soil moisture, and it prevents winter weeds. It's especially smart around perennials, trees, and shrubs that need some extra protection from the freeze-thaw cycles. Just be sure to leave a little breathing room. You want to keep mulch a few inches away from trunks and the stems. This is going to help you avoid rot and pests. It's a quick project that pays off come springtime. Keep your landscape healthy now and keep everything ahead of the game. So great little project you can tackle. And no one in the home center is going to be like, what's this guy doing buying that mulch? Because they know you can mulch in the fall too. Well, if you've ever looked around your house and wondered, how is it possible that we have this much stuff? Stop ordering things from Amazon. Put your phone down right now because you're in good company as you're like, but I want to order something. Do not order something.
Hello, my name is Jim. I'm a primaholic.
Same, Jim. Welcome. You know what, guys? You're not alone. A new survey from YouGov took a deep dive into how Americans feel about home organization, and the results are super relatable. Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans say it's important to them that their homes are organized, and over half of women say it's very important. But what's even more interesting is that many of us don't feel as organized as we think others would say we are. So who's really doing all the tidying here? Well, according to the survey, women are far more likely than men to say they do most of the organizing, and that kind of tracks with how many of us were raised. Nearly 3 out of 4 Americans say their moms were the ones in charge of keeping the house organized growing up, and I would say that's kind of like a Gen X thing, like, you know, it was more traditional roles with our parents. Would my kids say I do all the organizing? Sure. Well, you know, who knows? But I think it's just a matter of what you were kind of growing up with, because only 7% said that Dad was the tidy one, and just 6 admitted that it was them. And while 1 in 5 Americans say they love organizing, 37% say they like it, and most of us wait until things just totally get out of hand before diving in. Procrastination, anybody? Well, 38% say they organize regularly. So what motivates us to get the chaos under control? 66% say they just want to be able to find things easily. Another 66%, especially women, say they feel better when things are neat. I mean, truly, you have to climb a ladder to get into my attic. No one goes up there except me. No one knows what's up there except me. Yet, if it's a mess, it will, like, literally wormhole into my brain and be like, that attic is a mess. You better do something about it. So I think it's just, like, a woman brain thing. But for a lot of people, reducing the clutter is important. Impressing guests is important. So let's talk about gear. What are we all using to stay organized? Storage bins, they do top the list. I mean, hello, big box store addiction. You know, more shopping, more stuff. Followed by shelving, hooks, drawer dividers, and closet systems. And women are significantly more likely to use these tools than men. So it's not surprising that the Container Store always has a line in that organization aisle. But it's not all sunshine and label makers. Americans say their biggest organizing hurdles are that there's just not enough storage space, they have too much stuff, they have trouble letting go of the stuff, and this is a big one. Other people in the house make it harder to stay organized, and this I really relate to because it's especially true for moms with kids under 18. I mean, Henry just had 3 weeks worth of folded laundry on his dresser that I was like, dude, just put it away. Please, just put it away. The bottom line, though, whether you're a color-coded chaos conqueror or more of a shove it in the closet kind of organizer, and I say I kind of do both. Don't open one of the basement closets. You will be attacked. Or everywhere else in the house is super organized. You're not alone. And if you're wondering who's staying organized, you know, it feels like a big deal because for most of us, it's not just about clean countertops. It's kind of about creating a space that just feels good to live in. So whether you're organizing out of love or simply just to keep your sanity, you're doing great. Maybe it's time to just ask for a little help, especially from those helpful people leaving socks and soccer cleats in every corner of the house.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I'm like, please just put it away. Why do I have to ask you three times?
Clean clothes will sit in a basket for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, but then you need the basket to wash the dirty clothes, so you just got to put it away.
Right, that's when I end up folding. So it's not the putting away part, it's the folding part.
Jim, I have to tell you, sometimes I sleep with the laundry basket for like 3 nights. I'm like, today I'm going to fold the laundry. And next thing you know, I wake up and I'm like snuggled up to the laundry basket. I'm like, nope, that's tomorrow's project.
I often have to pull stuff out and reheat it up just to take the wrinkles out.
Get the wrinkles out. Hey, listen, as long as it gets done, I know we're all busy, but having a clean home helps.
You know what's really cool?
What?
My new dryer has a steam mode.
I can't even tell you how much I love the steam mode.
Oh, it is good.
I love it.
Never again without it.
Yeah. You guys, if you're not onto a steam, like a steam option for your dryer.
Get with the program.
It is fantastic. You're like, oh, this is pants are wrinkled. You know what? I'll just give them a few minutes in the steam. And you're like, ta-da!
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Who needs an iron?
Yeah, it was weird hooking up my dryer to a water line.
100%. I'm like, this is the gas line, this is the water, and this is the electricity. That seems wrong, but it is awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. You know, townhomes kind of used to be a go-to when you thought of affordable home ownership, but they're costing more, insurance is tougher to get, and stricter regulations are just making that dream harder to build, literally. So coming up, we're going to take a look at how the townhome market is evolving and what it means for buyers and builders and why flexibility in design could be the key to keeping this popular housing option alive. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy.
There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. All right, I took a break from organizing and steam laundering all my items in the dryer to bring you some more important news, you guys. And this one's really important because fall, that means muddy boots, that means wet leaves, and that means more time indoors. And it also means cleats caked with mud and grass and goose poop. And all of that spells trouble for the floors. So now's the perfect time to give your floors a little TLC. It's really easy. Get a doormat, you guys. Put one inside. Put one outside. Trap that dirt before it gets tracked into the house. And then insist everybody just removes the shoes right there when they walk in. And if you have a little boot tray right by the door, it's a perfect spot for those soggy shoes. You should also be switching to a softer broom or a microfiber mop because that won't scratch your floor. So that does a great job of cleaning that little entry area. And if you have hardwood, tile, or natural stone, take the time now to deep clean and reseal if you can, if it's needed, especially in those high traffic areas. A little prevention now will go a long way toward keeping those floors protected, and then they'll look beautiful all season long. Plus, just ditch the shoes when you walk in the door, guys. Let's get in a habit. All right, well, right now, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's on the line, or who wrote in?
Looking to improve his curb appeal, Leslie, we've got Greg in Ohio who needs some help with the exterior. What's happening out there, Greg?
I have an old glazed block building. I'm wondering if I can stone veneer over that glazed block. So I thought maybe you could give me some advice.
Hey, Greg, well, if you're talking about that sort of thin stone, that veneer that's like kind of an inch or so thick, yeah, I think that's possible. Now, it's going to be the adhesive that you use that really makes this a good connection. And that's going to take some research to figure out because the veneer adhesives will work well for the solution, and I think it's possible. It's sort of the same procedure that you use if you're just gluing tile. But with the glazed stone that you have right now, we have to make sure that it's going to kind of etch that surface a little bit in the adhering and curing process. I mean, you definitely want to make sure that the surface there, that glazed tile, isn't pitted or deteriorating because you want to make sure that that adhesive will stick and really bring those things together without popping the veneer off of that tile. So I think you're in good shape. I would definitely research veneer adhesive. And some of them you can even just search in the adhesive area on there. Websites on the company websites you find the veneer adhesive on, and it'll tell you like tile to stone or whatever. They'll recommend the right one for that. So you want to make sure that you've got a good one and that that glazed stone is in good shape. And I bet you this house is going to look great after this. Good luck.
See, Leslie, the gym method would be to not research it. Just take, you know, an abrasive disc, air tool or electric tool, and scuff the heck out of everything and knock off that glaze and then put the adhesive to it. But I'm sure the manufacturers aren't recommending that.
We recommend that you just go for it. Just do it.
Think Scuff City.
We recommend that you scratch the heck out of that surface, kid. Good luck.
Wear safety glasses, please.
If Jim were to write instruction manuals. Well, if you've been considering buying or even building a townhome, the landscape is shifting, and it's kind of happening fast. For years, townhomes have been seen as a smart step into homeownership. They offer lower prices, shared walls mean less maintenance, and you still get a piece of that American dream without a full-scale commitment to a single-family home. But in 2025, that story is kind of changing. So let's start with the cost. Now, townhomes used to offer a more affordable path to owning a home, but today construction costs are just creeping up so high thanks to rising materials, labor shortages, and regulations that in many cases developers say it now costs just as much to build a detached home as it does to build a townhome. And then there's insurance issues. Master insurance policies that cover multi-unit buildings are getting harder and more expensive expensive to obtain, especially in areas prone to wild weather like wind, hail, and fire, which is pretty much everywhere these days. And that's making attached units more of a risk for developers, for HOAs, and for buyers who may have to pay higher fees as a result. So what is the industry doing about it? Well, some builders are designing townhomes with separate roofs and walls so each unit can kind of be insured individually, like a single family home. And others are moving towards duets or clusters of two or three units rather than long rows to reduce the risk and improve the resale value. And then there's regulation. You know, some cities are tightening architectural rules, mandating things like different facades or alleyways built to full street specs, which adds complexity and cost. And not every neighborhood is thrilled about higher density, which makes zoning a challenge. So what's the takeaway here for homeowners and buyers? Townhomes are not going to go away, but they're no longer that budget slam dunk that you're looking for. And if you're looking to buy, make sure to factor in those HOA fees, the insurance rules, and the long-term maintenance costs. If you are looking to build, flexibility in your entitlements and designs is now more important than ever. Bottom line here, townhomes still serve a purpose, but in today's market, they require smarter design, better planning, and a realistic eye on cost. And that's really smart because I can remember, you know, in the early 2000s when everybody was like, I'm going to buy something. Like, townhomes were the thing.
Good luck now, yeah.
Because you could get them and you could afford them. So hopefully this sort of settles into it and it offers a better pathway for younger homeowners and first-time buyers because it is rough out there and things are pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Woof. All right, good luck, everybody.
When temperatures drop, mice, rats, and other rodents are just like us. They want a warm, cozy place to be, and they will find their way into your home. But we will share ways how to keep them out of your home sweet home when the Money Pit returns with Leslie's Last Word.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite-tasting cigar offers five-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomplaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The devil is in the detail when it comes to political polling, what's happening in the country, and President Trump's job approval. You're going to find out the data and the analysis on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With kids heading back to school, the American Medical Association has these tips for their parents. Minimize your kids' intake of ultra-processed foods. Talk with your physician if you notice a possible eating disorder. Ensure that the whole family's vaccinations are up to date. Take steps to protect your kids from norovirus. Help them avoid excessive screen time. Make sure that they don't neglect their eye health and help them get enough regular sleep. Pulmonary arterial hypertension, or PAH, is a rare lung disease that can be fatal if left untreated. That's why the American Lung Association, with support from Johnson & Johnson, is educating patients about getting a quicker diagnosis so they can get the treatment that they need. For optimal health outcomes when living with a rare disease like PAH, it's important to see a specialist. Learn more at lung.org/PAH.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Jimmy, let's check who's been emailing us. What do you have this hour?
I've got one here from John in Bedford, New York. He reached out and he said, I have a problem with my circuit breakers tripping. My house recently lost power, and when power was restored, one of the circuit breakers had tripped. Every time I reset the breaker, it trips again. Help!
Yeah, so first of all, the reason it's tripping is because something's not right. There's definitely a reason, and you need to get to the bottom of that. And you did all the right things. You unplugged everything that was on that circuit just to make sure it wasn't an overload situation. But now you found when you put that breaker back on, it pops off. So that means you've got a short somewhere, and finding it could be challenging, especially if you're not a pro. So I do think that this is something at this point, you've kind of done everything that you can do. So I do think you need to turn to an electrician here. I mean, it's something that you're going to take an exceptionally long time to try to find where this issue is, but an electrician's going to come in with the right tools and really be able to sort it out quickly, and they'll do so without making a tremendous amount of mess and risking their lives. You know, you're not sure what you're doing. Let the pros do it. Don't mess around. I really think this will be money well spent.
Yeah, you're not a cat. You get one life.
Yes.
Well, when the temperature drops, mice, rats, and other rodents make their way into your home for relief from the chill. Makes sense. But Leslie has tips on how to keep them from doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Ms. Segretti?
Well, yes, Jimmy. You know, as the weather cools down, little critters start looking for a cozy place to crash. And your home? Well, that's looking like a 5-star resort with room service. Who doesn't want to stay there? But with a few simple steps, you can send the message that your place is not open for business. There's no vacancy here.
The buffet is closed.
Yes, we are closed until Sunday. I mean, never come back. Don't come back ever. So what do you have to do? First up, let's seal those entry points. Now, mice can squeeze through gaps as small as a nickel. So grab some sheet metal, some steel wool, or concrete, and seal up the cracks and the holes around the foundation, the siding, and the utility lines. And if you're using expandable foam, you can mix in some steel wool as it's curing so they can't chew through it like a snack. Now, let's talk about your pet food. It's not just your dog that loves it. Rodents love it too, maybe even more than your dog for some bizarre reason. So store that dry pet food in sealed metal bins and rinse their bowls out at night so you're not kind of serving up a midnight buffet when it's very quiet, when the mice are like, yes, no one's home and there's so many snacks. And don't forget to clean. Crumbs on the counter might not seem like a big deal to you, but to a mouse, that is a feast. Wipe down counters, tables, floors, do all of it daily just to kind of keep things tidy and ultimately unappetizing for those critters. And finally, ditch the clutter. Cardboard boxes and stacks of newspaper are the perfect nesting material. If you're not using it, recycle it before the mice move in and call it home. If you want some more smart tips to keeping your home critter-free, head on over to moneypit.com. We've got all the advice you need to make sure pests stay outdoors where they belong. It's so funny. We try so hard to get rid of the mice and things that come into the house. Yet I have a hamster, and I put that hamster on my face every single day. I'm like, I love this hamster.
Oh, it's a rodent.
But if there was a mouse, I'd be like, look, get rid of it.
Double standards.
Totally. It's so funny. Maybe because the mice won't let me pick them up and put them on my face.
And they're not pets. Okay.
No, they're not, Ronaldo. Anyway, guys, we've had a great show. Coming up next week, are you feeling a chill and not just because of the fall weather? Well, drafts around your windows, doors, and attics could be silently stealing your energy and hiking up those bills. So next week, we're going to show you some easy, effective ways to find and fix those leaks so that you stay warm and your wallet stays full all season long. We want to thank you guys so much for being with us this hour. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT. Woo!
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at Ultimate Sales Machine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. As day five of the government shutdown approaches, the bipartisan battle over funding continues.
The federal government shutdown will stretch into next week after the Senate failed again to pass a temporary funding measure to reopen the government. And neither side is showing signs of blinking. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt slammed Democrats, saying this madness must end. At the Capitol, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries complained that President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are deeply unserious about ending the impasse. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats keep insisting on things they know cannot be done.
I don't have anything to negotiate. Leader Thune and I can't take off Republican priorities that we put in the CR and say, hey, is that better? Could you vote for that? Because we didn't put them on there in the first place. Why? Because Republicans are being responsible. We're operating in good faith, and we're trying to get the Democrats to do their job, and they won't.
Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan blames Democrats for the shutdown, saying they rejected a GOP bill that would have kept funding at current levels.
This is a clean CR. And by the way, it's a bipartisan clean CR, both in the House and both in the Senate. By that, it just continues to fund government at current levels. No side benefits one way or the other.
Senator Sullivan was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Israel's prime minister says he hopes to announce the release of all hostages from Gaza in the coming days as Israel and Hamas prepare for indirect talks in Egypt on a new U.S. plan to end the war. Benjamin Netanyahu said late Saturday that he sends a delegation to Egypt to finalize technical details. He says that our goal is to contain these negotiations to a time frame of a few days. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings us Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlock mental clarity and precision, nurture your memory, and boost your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory and mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy or not recalling things as quickly as you used to, Think Factor could be just what you need to reclaim your cognitive edge. I am so thrilled with the results I personally have received from Think Factor. I'm thinking clearer and better than ever. If you've ever thought, I wish I could be more clear, more focused, try Think Factor today. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Think Factor, think clearer, perform better daily.
Japan's governing party has elected their former economic security minister as its new leader, making her likely to become the country's first female prime minister.
In her victory speech, Ms. Takaichi said a new era has come to the ruling party, adding that the LDP had to change to give people hope. But many women voters don't see her as an advocate for progress. Ms. Takaichi is a staunch conservative who's long opposed legislation allowing women to keep their maiden names after marriage, saying it was against tradition. She's also against same-sex marriage. A protege of the late former leader Shinzo Abe, Ms. Takaichi has vowed to bring back his economic vision, known as Abenomics, which involves high fiscal spending and cheap borrowing. The LDP veteran is hawkish on security and aims to revise Japan's pacifist constitution.
That's BBC correspondent Shema Khalil. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. European Union leaders have a new way to provide longer-term financial and military support to Ukraine using hundreds of billions of dollars in frozen Russian assets that are held up in Europe.
We have to increase the pressure on Russia. And this is why I have proposed reparation loans for Ukraine on the basis of the immobilized Russian assets. We are not confiscating the assets, but we are taking the cash balances for loan to Ukraine. Ukraine has to pay back this loan if Russia pays reparations.
President Ursula von der Leyen. Students who attend Pentagon-operated schools on or near military bases are also feeling the effects of the government shutdown. The Department of Defense Education Activity, which operates 161 schools on or near military bases globally, have stopped all extracurricular activities. More stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, great myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, give it a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera by Pavestone. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and with me is Jim Kenzie, and we are Team Money Pit. Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going terrific, Leslie. Everything good on your end, I'm assuming?
Everything is good. Full into swing. Soccer season is going. Golf season's going. Home improvement season is a-going.
All of it.
Everything's happening at the same time. Oh, don't forget about school and work. How about you?
Everything's happening. Like I said, everything's going great. It's fall. It's crisp out now, finally. I was never built for heat, Leslie.
I don't like the summer. I mean, I like the summer. I love going to the beach, but it's like I just want to get to the cold. I like cold weather.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. What do we got happening today?
We got a lot of stuff going on. I think we're going to talk about some projects that are perfect for this time of year. You know, if your front yard is feeling a little bit forgotten, or perhaps there's a spot in your backyard that's just collecting leaves and lost toys, we're going to share how hardscaping with products like Ladera and Rumblestone from Pavestone can totally transform those underused outdoor areas. From gorgeous fire pits and patios to smart edging and garden walls, we've got the ideas to help you enjoy your yard now and add curb appeal for later. So all kinds of projects on the horizon for us here with the Money Pit that will help you this time of year, but also going forward. Also, does it feel like you do all the organizing in your house? Well, when I say you, I'm talking all the ladies out there. If that is true, you are not imagining it, because a new national survey shows that women are way more likely to take charge when it comes to keeping the home tidy, and they feel better when it is. We're going to dive into what motivates Americans to get organized and what tools they're using to stay on track and the biggest challenges that get in the way. Plus, how you can reclaim a little calm from all of that clutter. And townhomes, they used to be sort of the go-to for affordable homeownership, but rising costs, tougher insurance rules, and stricter regulations are making that dream harder to build, literally. So coming up, we're going to take a look at how the townhome market is evolving and what it means for buyers and builders, and why that flexibility in design might just be the key to keeping this popular housing option alive. So a lot to cover, a lot of different things for this hour. And, you know, guys, we always want to hear from you. What are you working on? How we can help? So give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT. All right, Jim, who do we have first?
Courtney out in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about adding air conditioning to her home. This is a biggie. It could get really expensive, too, but maybe not. Let's see what's going on. Courtney, fill us in a bit.
I guess I'm wondering if, like, the best way to do that, we have a Cape Cod house. We'll need to put in ducting, but there has been some talk from the contractors that I've had come in talk about the difficulty based on, like, the structure of the house, and also if I should consider taking out the baseboard heaters and just doing, like, all one system for heating and AC.
Yeah, you know, I hate to hear a contractor telling you, Courtney, that you should be removing that sort of steam baseboard heating system. It's kind of the best. It's clean, it's moist, it's very warm, it's perfect for your part of the country. And if somebody's saying, like, I just can't do the duct work in your house, it's too hard, let's just scrap it all and make it the easy route, maybe that's not the person for you. A Cape Cod house, it's not that difficult because the cool air is going to fall. So you could have an air handler up in the attic of that cape and then sort of run the ducts up in the attic and come through the ceiling for the cool air. I think it's hard for us to say without knowing exactly the structure of your house. And perhaps your contractor is right in these suggestions, but my gut's telling me that there's a better way or a different way to do it. You just have to be more crafty about it. And perhaps there is someone in your area that specializes in a more complicated architectural style. Not that a cape is, but perhaps there's just somebody who knows that better. Or perhaps there's a better system. I mean, there is something that's called a space pack. It's high velocity, low volume, meaning that the ducts are about 3 inches in diameter, and it blows air through them really fast to do the job. But you have to know your house. So I would say talk to another contractor, see if there's somebody who's more familiar with that type of architecture and that type of older home, and just see if they come up with something better, different idea. Say you don't want to lose that baseboard heat. It's just wonderful. It kind of comes up fast. It feels good. I think with, you know, more of a ducted air for a heat, it's not going to feel the way you want it. It's also going to be kind of super dry. See if there's a way that you can do this. talk to a different vendor, and just kind of get a second opinion and see what else is possible. All right? Good luck with that. I want you to be cool. Believe me, I want you to be cool, but I don't want you to miss that baseboard heat. Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Leslie, roll up your sleeves because we're heading out to Kansas City to help David with a problem he's got in his home.
All right, let's do it.
What's happening at your money pit, David?
A few months ago, I had my foundation jacked up from underneath, and they did a good job, in my opinion. What they recommended me doing is sealing the entire foundation and even sealing the vents. And my vents were the biggest question. They want to seal off all my vents.
All right. Well, first of all, I hope that the folks you're working with here were engineers and not just people that are kind of foundation repair folks, because there's a lot of people out there that are foundation repair people and they don't know as much as an engineer would. And a lot of them shouldn't be doing the repairs that they're doing in the first place. But aside from that issue, your question is really about moisture. And sure, a crawl space is going to have dampness and a basement's going to have dampness to it. And what they're talking about is sealing the entire foundation and vents from the inside. And that's an approach that I don't know if it's necessary for you. If you want to reduce the moisture that's down there, there are some very basic things that you can do that will accomplish that. First of all, is this a dirt foundation, a dirt floor?
A dirt floor, yes.
All right, so what you're going to want to do is put down a plastic vapor barrier and have as few seams as possible. So you're basically covering the entire floor with plastic sheathing, and then you buy, you know, and you can just buy that at a home center. And buy the thicker stuff because it's just easier to work with. It kind of overlaps better. It lays better. And once you've done that, those vents should be okay for, say, November through January. And then what you need to do is reduce the amount of moisture that's just getting down there in the first place. You're going to go outside, take a look at your gutters. They should be clean. The downspout should be free-flowing. If you can get out there during like a pretty yucky rainstorm and see what's happening with the water getting in and around those gutters, make sure that it's coming out of the downspouts. It's not overflowing from the gutter itself. The downspouts, where does the water come out of? You want to make sure that it's coming out about 3 to 6 feet away from the foundation, so you can have some leader material if you don't have that and kind of just arc it away from the foundation. And just make sure you screw all the sections together so that it's not coming apart in a heavier downfall. And lastly, look at the grading of the soil around the perimeter of your house. Sometimes it just kind of slopes back to the house, which is bad because then all that water is going right to the foundation. You want it to slope away from the home. It can be very gradual. Make sure all the dirt there is a clean fill dirt and not just topsoil. And that does a good job of getting rid of all of the moisture getting into the house. You could also, in that crawl space, use a dehumidifier. Santa Fe makes a good one. It's not the kind that sits on the floor with a bucket. It's one that kind of hangs from like a suspension system almost. And it hangs on the underside of the floor joist from above. And it doesn't vibrate. It does a good job. And it pumps the moist air, the humidity and the water that's taking out of the air right outside. So those are the things that you should be doing to sort of deal with the moisture situation rather than sealing the entire foundation off at this point, okay?
Okay, thank you now.
Thank you so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to share how hardscaping with products like Ladera and Rumblestone from Pavestone can totally transform your underused outdoor areas. From gorgeous fire pits and patios to smart edging and garden walls, we've got some ideas to help you enjoy your yard now and add curb appeal for later. So stick around. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed just nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it could be that your home's exterior paint is looking a little tired. If it is, fall is actually a great time to tackle it. So before you even think about opening a can of paint, let's talk about prep. The cooler temps and the lower humidity make fall ideal for scraping, sanding, and priming those problem areas, especially around the trim, the windows, and the doors where peeling is a common issue. You want to spot check those areas for cracked caulk, flaking paint, even bare wood, and clean the surfaces. Be sure to let them dry completely and then give them a light sanding so that new paint has something to stick to. A little prep now does mean a smoother, long-lasting finish that will survive the season ahead, and then it's going to look great when it comes springtime and you're all wanting to be outside enjoying the space. I know everybody's like, prep, I don't want to do it, but that's the key to making the paint stick. So why not do it right the first time instead of doing it wrong three times? Maybe five. I don't know. That's just my guess.
Why do it right when you can do it twice?
I've never heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jim, let's keep those puns a-coming. Who do you have standing by? Who called or wrote in?
We've got Carrie on the line, Leslie. She's looking to add a bathroom, a second one. But where is the best spot? Aha. Carrie, what's going on there?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage. And then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
All right.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up
how does gravity play into this is the question. So I would kind of take a step back from that, and I would think more about the real estate value of the house. You know, I would suggest having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement.
Yeah.
I mean, the basement is more of a nice to have kind of thing. If it's a big rec room or if it's like a guest room, then maybe I'd go there first, but I feel like it's kind of a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of plumbing, it's not a problem to put a bathroom in the basement. You just have to think of the technology, you know, whether you're putting a bathroom upstairs and you have to get the sewage down, or the bathroom downstairs and you have to get the sewage up. It's all possible. I mean, obviously upstairs it's more of a traditional approach, but in the basement you have to use something called a lift pump, and it's kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty. It kind of grinds up the waste and then pumps it up until it can get into your traditional plumbing system and be moved out, if that makes sense. But I mean, if I was thinking about putting a bathroom upstairs, you know, could it be in the main bedroom? Could it be sort of a Jack and Jill between some of the kids' rooms? I mean, it's interesting. You know, you kind of just have to figure out what's going to work better for your home situation. But I think for the resale value, the second floor.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Talk all design options that you want for your awesome new second bath.
That makes absolute perfect sense.
All right. Glad we were able to help you out with this. Oh, by the way, Jim, too, I called up my contractor because we're going to Japan and we'll be gone for 2 weeks. So I called the contractor and I was like, hey, now's the time. Let's redo that bathroom, my friend. No one's going to be home. And he goes, oh, well, great. Then you'll only be without the bathroom for 2 weeks. And I'm like, wait, four weeks?
Yeah, well.
Come on. Never going to work out for us. But it's going to work out for you, Carrie. So good luck with that project, and you are a lucky duck.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you too, Carrie. We couldn't do the show without you. Thanks so much.
Well, if you're looking around your yard and you're thinking, we're really not using this space to its full potential, you're not alone. You know, fall is the perfect time to tackle outdoor projects, and maybe not just ones for fun, but for function and future value. You know, adding hardscape elements, so think about like a patio, a raised flower bed, retaining walls, or even just upgrading your walkways, doesn't just improve the way you enjoy your space now, it will seriously boost your curb appeal and the resale value down the road for the house. Now, one of my favorite ways to refresh the look and layout of a yard is with modular block systems like Ladera or Rumblestone from Pavestone, because these let you create a totally custom look with, I'm serious guys, like very little effort and no complicated tools. So whether you're building a sleek fire pit or maybe just outlining a patio or even installing a set of raised garden beds, these materials make it super approachable and super doable. And here's a design trick I love. You can very easily flip Ladera blocks on their side and use them as edging. It just gives you a clean, coordinated border around those gardens and around the walkway that will tie everything together with other vertical elements like a seating wall or steps or even fire features. But don't stop at your backyard. Your front yard, even the side yards, are ripe with potential. You can add a low retaining wall along your front lawn for more structure. It kind of gives it like a finished look. Or turn that awkward side yard into a tucked away seating area or an herb garden with just a few pavers and a little bit of planning. And the best part, these projects can totally be DIY with just some basic tools, a good weekend, and a little bit of sweat equity. And if you're not sure where to start, well, Pavestone has done the heavy lifting for you. You can head on over to pavestone.com, and there you can browse step-by-step project guides, product info, and design ideas for every skill level. So whether you're dreaming of a cozy fire pit, a front entry makeover, or if you just want to edge that flower bed like a pro, it's all possible, and it all starts with smart hardscaping. Perfect to tackle even this very weekend. Thanks so much for joining the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT for help with all of your home projects. Coming up, a new national survey shows that women are way more likely to take charge when it comes to keeping the home tidy, and they feel better when it is. We're going to dive into what motivates Americans to get organized, what tools they're using to stay on track, and the biggest challenge is getting in the way, plus how you can reclaim a little calm from all of that clutter. That and more after this.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Rescuing paws, healing hearts. Army medic turned animal rescuer Sarah Thompson runs a nonprofit in Texas that pairs shelter dogs with veterans in recovery. Her group, Second Chances for Vets, trains dogs to provide emotional support while giving homeless animals a forever home. The program has saved more than 300 dogs and helped just as many veterans reclaim their sense of purpose. Sarah says every dog we save saves a veteran too. That's mission accomplished for both dog and owner. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Communication is critical during events like natural disasters and other crises. And so Verizon Frontline was built to be a comprehensive public safety platform to provide first responders with communication and data sharing capabilities during these emergencies. I caught up with Corey Davis, VP of Verizon Frontline.
For over 30 years, Verizon has been committed to delivering reliable, secure, and resilient mission-critical communication solutions to the public safety community. So we support our nation's first responders with a purpose-built, award-winning network where communications are always prioritized. We have a dedicated crisis response team. We got best-in-class 24/7 support. And then we also have a very robust partner program and a Verizon Frontline Innovation Program. And we have a lot of folks on our team that are made up of former first responders.
Learn more at Verizon.com/frontline.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
36% of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside. But getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles. Keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our gear track pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones, a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf and move rarely used things to the back. And just like that, you could reclaim your garage. For more tips and storage solutions, visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers. to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Are we in a labor force participation disaster?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
In 1950, 87% of men were in the labor force. 1980, 78%. Now, we're down to just 66%. Think about that. Government handouts and giveaways are not helping.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real-world stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
At the end of my sophomore year, I did a process of elimination of all the jobs that I could potentially do, and SEALs was at the top of the list. And so I went out that summer, lost 40 pounds, improved my run times, did pull-ups, came back very much of a different, physically a different person, probably mentally too, but, and then When they selected the SEALs out of the Naval Academy, they only selected 16, and I didn't make the list. I was number 17. And then eventually, right before graduation, a spot opened up of where I could go directly to SEAL training.
So now go fast forward to what you are now and what you do for your vet employees. What did the military SEAL training teach you about yourself that you hadn't realized?
If you set a goal, there's always a way to figure it out.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Welcome, you guys. So what's a great project for the fall season? Well, mulch, of course. Now you're like, no way, mulch is Mother's Day. That's a spring thing. Well, fall says otherwise. You know, adding a fresh 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch in the fall will help insulate your plant's roots. It helps retain the soil moisture, and it prevents winter weeds. It's especially smart around perennials, trees, and shrubs that need some extra protection from the freeze-thaw cycles. Just be sure to leave a little breathing room. You want to keep mulch a few inches away from trunks and the stems. This is going to help you avoid rot and pests. It's a quick project that pays off come springtime. Keep your landscape healthy now and keep everything ahead of the game. So great little project you can tackle. And no one in the home center is going to be like, what's this guy doing buying that mulch? Because they know you can mulch in the fall too. Well, if you've ever looked around your house and wondered, how is it possible that we have this much stuff? Stop ordering things from Amazon. Put your phone down right now because you're in good company as you're like, but I want to order something. Do not order something.
Hello, my name is Jim. I'm a primaholic.
Same, Jim. Welcome. You know what, guys? You're not alone. A new survey from YouGov took a deep dive into how Americans feel about home organization, and the results are super relatable. Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans say it's important to them that their homes are organized, and over half of women say it's very important. But what's even more interesting is that many of us don't feel as organized as we think others would say we are. So who's really doing all the tidying here? Well, according to the survey, women are far more likely than men to say they do most of the organizing, and that kind of tracks with how many of us were raised. Nearly 3 out of 4 Americans say their moms were the ones in charge of keeping the house organized growing up, and I would say that's kind of like a Gen X thing. Like, you know, it was more traditional roles with our parents. Would my kids say I do all the organizing? Sure. Well, you know, who knows? But I think it's just a matter of what you were kind of growing up with, because only 7% said that Dad was the tidy one, and just 6 admitted that it was them. And while 1 in 5 Americans say they love organizing, 37% say they like it, and most of us wait until things just totally get out of hand before diving in. Procrastination, anybody? Well, 38% say they organize regularly. So what motivates us to get the chaos under control? 66% say they just want to be able to find things easily. Another 66%, especially women, say they feel better when things are neat. I mean, truly, you have to climb a ladder to get into my attic. No one goes up there except me. No one knows what's up there except me. Yet, if it's a mess, it will, like, literally wormhole into my brain and be like, that attic is a mess. You better do something about it. So I think it's just
like a woman brain thing. But for a lot of people, reducing the clutter is important. Impressing guests is important. So let's talk about gear. What are we all using to stay organized? Storage bins, they do top the list. I mean, hello, big box store addiction. You know, more shopping, more stuff, followed by shelving, hooks, drawer dividers, and closet systems. And women are significantly more likely to use these tools than men. So it's not surprising that the Container Store always has a line in that organization aisle. But it's not all sunshine and label makers. Americans say their biggest organizing hurdles are that there's just not enough storage space. They have too much stuff. They have trouble letting go of the stuff. And this is a big one. Other people in the house make it harder to stay organized. And this I really relate to because it's especially true for moms with kids under 18. I mean, Henry just had 3 weeks worth of folded laundry on his dresser that I was like, dude, just put it away. Please, just put it away. The bottom line, though, whether you're a color-coded chaos conqueror or more of a shove it in the closet kind of organizer, and I say I kind of do both. Don't open one of the basement closets. You will be attacked. Or everywhere else in the house is super organized. You're not alone. And if you're wondering who's staying organized, you know, it feels like a big deal because for most of us, it's not just about clean countertops. It's kind of about creating a space that just feels good to live in. So whether you're organizing out of love or simply just to keep your sanity, you're doing great. And maybe it's time to just ask for a little help, especially from those helpful people leaving socks and soccer cleats in every corner of the house.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I'm like, please just put it away. Why do I have to ask you 3 times?
Clean clothes will sit in a basket for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, but then you need the basket to wash the dirty clothes. So you just got to put it away.
Right. That's when I end up folding. So it's not the putting away part. It's the folding part.
Jim, I have to tell you, sometimes I sleep with the laundry basket for like 3 nights. I'm like, today I'm going to fold the laundry. And next thing you know, I wake up and I'm like snuggled up to the laundry basket. I'm like, nope, that's tomorrow's project.
I often have to pull stuff out and reheat it up just to take the wrinkles.
Get the wrinkles out. Listen, as long as it gets done, I know we're all busy, but having a clean home helps.
You know what's really cool?
What?
My new dryer has a steam mode.
I can't even tell you how much I love the steam mode.
Oh, it's happening.
I love it.
Never again without it.
Yeah. You guys, if you're not onto a steam, like a steam option for your dryer.
Get with the program.
It is fantastic. You're like, oh, this is pants are wrinkled. You know what? I'll just give them a few minutes in the steam. And you're like, ta-da.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Who needs an iron?
Yeah, it was weird hooking up my dryer to a water line.
100%. I'm like, this is the gas line, this is the water, and this is the electricity. That seems wrong, but it is awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. You know, townhomes kind of used to be a go-to when you thought of affordable home ownership, but they're costing more, insurance is tougher to get, and stricter regulations are just making that dream harder to build, literally. So coming up, we're going to take a look at how the townhome market is evolving and what it means for buyers and builders and why flexibility in design could be the key to keeping this popular housing option alive. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex RainScape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joist of a deck, Trex RainScape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex RainScape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainScape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. All right, I took a break from organizing and steam laundering all my items in the dryer to bring you some more important news, you guys. And this one's really important because fall, that means muddy boots, that means wet leaves, and that means more time indoors. And it also means cleats caked with mud and grass and goose poop. And all of that spells trouble for the floors. So now's the perfect time to give your floor.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Think it's possible. It's sort of the same procedure that you use if you're just gluing tile. But with the glazed stone that you have right now, we have to make sure that it's going to kind of etch that surface a little bit in the adhering and curing process. I mean, you definitely want to make sure that the surface there, that glazed tile, isn't pitted or deteriorating because you want to make sure that that adhesive will stick and really bring those things together without popping the veneer off of that tile. So I think you're in good shape. I would definitely research veneer adhesive. And some of them you can even just search in the adhesive area on there. Websites, on the company websites, you find the veneer adhesive on, and it'll tell you, like, tile to stone or whatever. They'll recommend the right one for that. So you want to make sure that you've got a good one and that that glazed stone is in good shape. And I bet you this hat's going to look great after this. Good luck.
See, Leslie, the gym method would be to not research it. Just take, you know, an abrasive disc, air tool or electric tool, and scuff the heck out of everything and knock off that glaze and then put the adhesive to it. But I'm sure the manufacturers aren't recommending that.
We recommend that you just go for it. Just do it.
Think Scuff City.
We recommend that you scratch the heck out of that surface, kid. Good luck.
Wear safety glasses, please.
If Jim were to write instruction manuals. Well, if you've been considering buying or even building a townhome, the landscape is shifting and it's kind of happening fast. For years, townhomes have been seen as a smart step into homeownership. They offer lower prices, shared walls mean less maintenance, and you still get a piece of that American dream without a full-scale commitment to a single-family home. But in 2025, that story is kind of changing. So let's start with the cost. Now, townhomes used to offer a more affordable path to owning a home, but today construction costs are just creeping up so high thanks to rising materials, labor shortages, and regulations that in many cases developers say it now costs just as much to build a detached home as it does to build a townhome. And then there's insurance issues. Master insurance policies that cover multi-unit buildings are getting harder and more expensive to obtain, especially in areas prone to wild weather like wind, hail, and fire, which is pretty much everywhere these days, and that's making attached units more of a risk for developers, for HOAs, and for buyers who may have to pay higher fees as a result. So what is the industry doing about it? Well, some builders are designing townhomes with separate roofs and walls so each unit can kind of be insured individually, like a single family home. And others are moving towards duets or clusters of two or three units rather than long rows to reduce the risk and improve the resale value. And then there's regulation. You know, some cities are tightening architectural rules, mandating things like different facades or alleyways built to full street specs, which adds complexity and cost. And not every neighborhood is thrilled about higher density, which makes zoning a challenge. So what's the takeaway here for homeowners and buyers? Townhomes are not going to go away, but they're no longer that budget slam dunk that you're looking for. And if you're looking to buy, make sure to factor in those HOA fees, the insurance rules, and the long-term maintenance costs. If you are looking to build, flexibility in your entitlements and designs is now more important than ever. Bottom line here, townhomes still serve a purpose, but in today's market, they require smarter design, better planning, and a realistic eye on cost. And that's really smart because I can remember, you know, in the early 2000s when everybody was like, I'm going to buy something. Like, townhomes were the thing.
Good luck now, yeah.
Because you could get them and you could afford them. So hopefully this sort of settles into it and it offers a better pathway for younger homeowners and first-time buyers because it is rough out there and things are pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Woof. All right, good luck, everybody.
When temperatures drop, mice, rats, and other rodents are just like us. They want a warm, cozy place to be, and they will find their way into your home. But we will share ways how to keep them out of your home sweet home when the Money Pit returns with Leslie's Last Word.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me.
We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The devil is in the detail when it comes to political polling, what's happening in the country, and President Trump's job approval. You're going to find out the data and the analysis on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With kids heading back to school, the American Medical Association has these tips for their parents. Minimize your kids' intake of ultra-processed foods. Talk with your physician if you notice a possible eating disorder. Ensure that the whole family's vaccinations are up to date. Take steps to protect your kids from norovirus. Help them avoid excessive screen time. Make sure that they don't neglect their eye health, and help them get enough regular sleep. Pulmonary arterial hypertension, or PAH, is a rare lung disease that can be fatal if left untreated. That's why the American Lung Association, with support from Johnson & Johnson, is educating patients about getting a quicker diagnosis so they can get the treatment that they need. For optimal health...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Jimmy, let's check who's been emailing us. What do you have this hour?
I've got one here from John in Bedford, New York. He reached out and he said, I have a problem with my circuit breakers tripping. My house recently lost power, and when power was restored, one of the circuit breakers had tripped. Every time I reset the breaker, it trips again. Help!
Yeah, so first of all, the reason it's tripping is because something's not right. There's definitely a reason, and you need to get to the bottom of that. And you did all the right things. You unplugged everything that was on that circuit just to make sure it wasn't an overload situation. But now you found when you put that breaker back on, it pops off. So that means you've got a short somewhere, and finding it could be challenging, especially if you're not a pro. So I do think that this is something, at this point, you've kind of done everything that you can do. So I do think you need to turn to an electrician here. I mean, it's something that you're going to take an exceptionally long time to try to find where this issue is, but an electrician's going to come in with the right tools and really be able to sort it out quickly, and they'll do so without making a tremendous amount of mess and risking their lives. You know, you're not sure what you're doing. Let the pros do it. Don't mess around. I really think this will be money well spent.
Yeah, you're not a cat. You get one life.
Yes.
Well, when the temperature drops, mice, rats, and other rodents make their way into your home for relief from the chill. Makes sense. But Leslie has tips on how to keep them from doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Ms. Segretti?
Well, yes, Jimmy. You know, as the weather cools down, little critters start looking for a cozy place to crash. And your home? Well, that's looking like a 5-star resort with room service. Who doesn't want to stay there? But with a few simple steps, you can send the message that your place is not open for business. There's no vacancy here.
The buffet is closed.
Yes, we are closed until Sunday. I mean, never come back. Don't come back ever. So what do you have to do? First up, let's seal those entry points. Now, mice can squeeze through gaps as small as a nickel. So grab some sheet metal, some steel wool, or concrete, and seal up the cracks and the holes around the foundation, the siding, and the utility lines. And if you're using expandable foam, you can mix in some steel wool as it's curing so they can't chew through it like a snack. Now, let's talk about your pet food. It's not just your dog that loves it. Rodents love it too, maybe even more than your dog for some bizarre reason. So store that dry pet food in sealed metal bins.
and rinse their bowls out at night, so you're not kind of serving up a midnight buffet when it's very quiet, when the mice are like, yes, no one's home and there's so many snacks. And don't forget to clean. Crumbs on the counter might not seem like a big deal to you, but to a mouse, that is a feast. Wipe down counters, tables, floors, do all of it daily just to kind of keep things tidy and ultimately unappetizing for those critters. And finally, ditch the clutter. Cardboard boxes and stacks of newspaper are the perfect nesting material. If you're not using it, recycle it before the mice move in and call it home. If you want some more smart tips to keeping your home critter-free, head on over to moneypit.com. We've got all the advice you need to make sure pests stay outdoors where they belong. It's so funny. We try so hard to get rid of the mice and things that come into the house. Yet I have a hamster, and I put that hamster on my face every single day. I'm like, I love this hamster.
Oh, it's a rodent.
But if there was a mouse, I'd be like, whoa, get rid of it.
Double standards.
Totally. It's so funny. Maybe because the mice won't let me pick them up and put them on my face.
And they're not pets. Okay.
No, they're not, Ronaldo. Anyway, guys, we've had a great show. Coming up next week, are you feeling a chill and not just because of the fall weather? Well, drafts around your windows, doors, and attics could be silently stealing your energy and hiking up those bills. So next week, we're going to show you some easy, effective ways to find and fix those leaks so that you stay warm and your wallet stays full all season long. We want to thank you guys so much for being with us this hour. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I assume you are. We're at 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. We've got a lot going on, but we do know this. Shootings are down. General crime is down. The only thing up is rape, which is not good, but at least we're cracking down on other things. But we are about to have a mayoral election of national implications, and that'll be great. With me right now is Kennedy.
Wait, a mayoral what? When was that first one? Huh? That completely changes the tenor of the race, Brian.
I didn't even introduce you yet.
Mm-hmm. They know.
Bottom of the hour, Miranda Devine's going to be on. You're on now.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and by the way, how's your podcast going?
Amazing. Kennedy Saves the World 5 days a week. Fox News Podcast, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast, get saved.
Right. Get saved. What do you mean?
It's called Kennedy Saves the World.
Oh, get saved.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like a Christian.
Sure, that too. Whatever. You know, we're down for all of it, Brian. No judgments.
You know, you had Ainsley on.
I did.
How'd you handle with the expletives and everything? Yeah, because that's how people see her on television. But when you guys are on podcasts, everything's a curse word.
Yeah, it was like beep, 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 beep. It was like Morse code.
Right. See, but still, I'm sure people enjoyed it. It's always good to hear from her. Before we get to Kennedy, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
He's attacking you as a communist, are you?
No, I'm a democratic socialist. That means I believe in dignity for all people.
Mm. Great dignity. Sure.
Yeah, I think you're not a communist. I agree with that.
Oh, okay, good. Joy.
Wow, Joy Behar weighed in.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, isn't the big three supposed to be just me? I mean, she's just yelling during this. More on that later. Well, wake up, New York City. Your front-running mayor is letting you know what a disaster he will be on schools, crime, and the economy.
Number two.
This is not about safety. This is not about immigration. This is about fomenting chaos and terrorizing the people of Chicago and cities across America.
Now you're insulted. You don't want to say anything.
I didn't want to hear the word fomenting today.
Crime crackdown in blue cities from Portland to Chicago. The heat is coming with one simple goal, safety for the people. Why is that bad for Democratic mayors and governors?
And your racism.
Number one.
They switched all their positions for political expediency, and now they're making the American people pay for that. It's wrong and it's shameless.
How long is this going on?
I hope it's a short one because real people are suffering because of it.
Shut down in D.C. Dems feeling the pain as Trump, Thune, and Johnson amp up the pressure because they've acquired almost all the leverage. We'll break it down. And right now, Lisa, I know you, Kennedy, you pride yourself on saying, hey, I'm not a Republican or Democrat.
I am not. That is a factual statement. Very good.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we've also noticed in 2013, Ted Cruz says, I want to stop Obamacare. Let's have a lockout. How'd that go? Terrible. Yeah. Barack Obama ran over him. And then we have the Freedom Caucus do a lot of this without the leverage. They have a great theme. I understand their cause, but they have a leverage. So they lost that. We're now witnessing.
Talking about 2018, 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about leverage. I mean, it's where Freedom Caucus stood up for a lot of great things, but they didn't have the numbers. Now we have the progressive side of the left controlling Chuck Schumer.
They don't have
the numbers. They don't have the leverage right now. And Trump let him know, hey, that $18 billion going to New York, I think I'm going to hold on to it.
Oh, yeah, you want to build that cute little tunnel between New York and New Jersey? We're going to put that on pause.
Put the shovels away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do it, by the way, the tunnels.
They're underwater shovels, by the way.
Which is crazy, right? Because you have to have, do you have a snorkel or you just have a full scuba outfit?
I would love to snorkel, right. But it's got to be scuba because you snorkel, it's got to be a long snorkel.
Right.
It's got to be like a,
because you
got to
stay on the surface. Because how do you keep the snorkel above the water while shoveling and making a tunnel?
Tougher than you think.
Right. Mm-hmm. They used to do that, though.
They did.
In the 1880s.
That's how the railroads were built.
Right. And that was before flippers. They couldn't figure out, right? I mean, who invented flippers?
There was no underwater propulsion.
Yes.
I would say the Greeks probably did.
Right, absolutely, because they did everything.
They were seafaring folk.
I never saw them in the water, though.
They weren't underwater.
By the way, not much of showering, right? They weren't big into cleanliness?
Of course they were. They were always underwater. They were cleaned by the sea.
While making tunnels. Mm-hmm. All right, so they don't have any leverage, and I think little by little you're going to have Russ Folk go, I think I'm just going to start cutting programs and cutting jobs, and that's going to amp up the pressure. Plus, they're looking to change the Big Beautiful Bill fundamentally, which they didn't weigh in on because they didn't need any votes. They didn't get any votes, but you can't just go back and say, undo health care, I'm going to shut down the government. It's not going to work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that. And also, if your big socialized medicine plan requires funding
constantly
that you would only use during
pandemics,
a global crisis.
Yes.
Maybe there's something fundamentally wrong with said socialist health care plan.
So that's really what we're saying now. And now they have breaking up 20 lawmakers are meeting on their own outside leadership to try to come up for some way to solve it. But AOC said, listen, you keep on bringing my name up saying that Chuck Schumer's being tough because he's afraid of me primarying. She had an idea. Cut seven.
I saw some Republican members of Congress saying, oh, well, if we have this shutdown, it's because of AOC. Well, if that's the case, my office is open and you are free to walk in and negotiate with me directly.
Read between the lines. Does she really want people to walk in, or is she trying to be a leader?
She would love to be a leader because the leadership in the Democrat caucus sucks. I don't think she's that great. I think that she's one of those people that is out to huff her own Musk. She doesn't really, she's not about problem solving. She's about problem creating,
yes,
in order to get more attention.
Right. Cut eight is Nancy Pelosi dealing with AOC's comment.
There was a thought
from the Republicans that AOC is correcting this, and she said that senators are welcome to go to her office directly. Is she?
Why are you saying such a ridiculous thing? She is not directing this. She's wonderful. She's a real team player and the rest of that. Mm. You started by saying Republicans saying that she's directing this. She is not. Hakeem Jeffries is. She's an articulate spokesperson for her point of view.
Go to bed. Take a nap.
But she gets mad at the questioner. I've seen her get mad at CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah,
for asking.
When she was on CNN with, what's his name, who just wrote the Biden book, Jake Tapper, and she got mad at him for asking a question relating to the news cycle in real life, and she's like, how dare you? I thought we were just going to talk about my book, Jake.
Right. It's absolutely insane. You know, they get on Trump for saying you're a terrible reporter and this, that, but he takes their questions and he actually answers their questions. What about the revelation today, although I want to stay with the lockdown, about Joe Biden with palm cards, with pictures of Hillary Clinton and biographies, Chuck Schumer and biographies?
He was gone. That is someone who is being completely propped up.
Tell me you were not surprised by this.
Come on. It's wholly unsurprising. It's just really sad that that's the state he was in, that he couldn't write. I mean, how many people have we heard from? How many Democrats have said, well, yeah, he didn't recognize me. I saw him at the White House picnic. I wanted to run some ideas by him. And he's like, oh, nice to meet you, young man. It's like, actually, it's Eric Swalwell.
I'm
your grandson. Swalwell said that. He didn't recognize me.
But they weren't saying that at the time. They showed no guts, nobody. I mean,
Jake Tapper certainly didn't say it at the time. He challenged anyone who was like, yeah, maybe Biden is old and frail.
Are you a doctor? After the election.
Yeah, but after the election when he could make some money, he's our reporting. It's like, no. Alex Thompson from Axios was the only one who was reporting that in real time, and you guys attacked him.
Did he see the co-author of the book, too?
Yes.
Yeah, so he got credit, and Jake Tapper kind of put his name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Biden thing, did you see my tab system, by the way?
Very impressive.
Yeah,
I thought that was a legal brief that you were filing later.
Right, to sue you.
Oh,
finally.
Good Lord.
So,
what a day.
Did you see this Mary Bruce? The questions and answers of ABC reporter Mary Bruce was on the card, the palm card of Joe Biden's.
Hmm.
So the question.
We knew this was happening all along, by the way. We knew that that KJP was pre-screening these questions before they were called upon. So Joe Biden knew what the questions were, knew what the answer was supposed to be in advance before he would call on members of the press.
Right,
and it had to be orderly, and no one could say anything. There couldn't be bright lights because he would seize up.
But don't diminish this revelation to see it in black and white on the palm card.
Yeah.
It said, here's the question. Okay.
Okay.
How do you view the path forward? How do you think about your place in history? My goodness, if you can't roll out of bed and know the answer to that question, you need that question ahead of time. You need that written down anywhere.
Yeah, that's really sad. You shouldn't be
president for our country.
If you need, Yes. So, this is a person who was compromised, frail, past his prime, obviously in a great state of mental disrepair, and still insisted on being the most powerful person in the country.
So Fox Digital got these five cards. Four of the five cards obtained by Fox Digital are stamped with a disclaimer reading, President has seen.
Oh, great.
So we had a chance to pre-read these on the few press conferences he had. And just contrast that with what we're dealing with now. We're dealing with a president that talks four times a day to anybody, random questions, it doesn't matter.
No, and if you see him on screen, you have no idea how long he's going to go.
Right.
Like, I was in the green room the other day, and I think I got into hair and makeup at like 12:05, and it was during outnumbered, and I was like, they may not have a show, because the president was talking.
Yeah.
He was talking to the press, he was talking to members of his cabinet. He was just talking. He was going off about anything that people would throw at him. And Joe Biden could never, ever put himself in that position.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to demand this. I don't think at this level. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to demand this in the future. By the way, thanks for turning down that call.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I'll have guests who get a call and they'll leave.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Like, you're on a national radio show, but my housekeeper can't find her keys. So I got to go. So I was just amazed. This is the full circle. Nancy Pelosi, how we want to criticize her. So fast forward to 2024. She watches the collapse in June. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama doesn't do anything. Hakeem Jeffries doesn't do anything. Schumer doesn't do anything. She steps up and she rips him, calls over and said, put your pollster on. You're getting killed. You were terrible. I'm still winning. No, you're not. And then afterwards, she hops on MSNBC and say, he has to tell me if he wants to stay. He wants to stay in this race. And he keeps saying, I want to stay. She has to tell him. It was all her that threw him overboard, which is why they don't talk.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for someone doing something for the party, late. She was the only one. The guys never stepped up. Obama never stepped up. Nobody stepped up.
Because it was messy. And it's like, and they were the ones who allowed the mess to fester for as long as it did.
Right.
Until it got to the point where you had no choice. So now his legacy is the guy who was forced out of the race because he was too old.
And was he ever there when these palm cards and things like that?
Not from January 20th, 2021 forward. He was not there.
Her name is Kennedy. Enough said. Back in a moment.
Scapegoat. You know what a scapegoat is? They get a goat and they heap all of the ills onto the goat and then they run the goat out of town.
Breaking news, the latest headlines, exciting commentary.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Michigan police officer's kindness that left a woman deeply moved makes today's Dean's List. Officer Jonathan Cox noticed Dory Oliver having trouble pushing her lawnmower and her walker at the same time. Dory told Jonathan she didn't have anyone to help cut the grass, and because of her mobility issues, it has become very difficult to perform everyday chores inside and outside her home. Officer Cox said he wanted to help, so after his shift, Jonathan returned to Dory's house as promised and not only mowed her lawn, but helped clear debris and cleaned her gutters. Officer Cox then spent 2 days helping Dory out. Dory was so touched by Jonathan's selfless act, she called the police chief to praise Officer Cox and said he did it out of the kindness of his heart. Jonathan says he feels blessed to be able to help those in his community personally and professionally. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Connie Nielsen, who returns for the action comedy sequel Nobody 2 alongside Bob Odenkirk.
They always like let me know from the beginning that they were going to, you know, build this universe. I love what the script was like, and I love what Timo, our director, did with it. And Bob is just a natural, talented writer, and he really writes from his heart and from what he knows.
That's so interesting that you knew going in they were going to expand the universe. So is that a big part of the decision making too? Or you're like, okay, yeah, this is a big commitment. Another one.
No, so, I was looking forward to it because, you know, there's just the way he writes this family touches mm-hmm. me. It's the way he reveals like the ins and outs of this relationship with his wife. And there's such dignity in the way they both are like admit to failure and support each other in being the person that they need to be in order to make this family happy.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We do need to invest in programs that acknowledge the need for safe space initiatives.
Yes.
Led by lesbian, gay, bisexual, two-spirit, trans, and gender nonconforming people. What's two-spirit?
Well, look, I don't know. You guys are pulling some interesting quotes.
This is from your report.
Look at me. I feel like I'm looking at a two-faced individual because you talk about reducing
violence. Oh, no, sir. You're looking at somebody who's reading you your own words.
So that is from the Two-Spirit is a contemporary, and by the way, Kennedy's here. Two-Spirit is a contemporary indigenous-focused umbrella term for people of Native American cultures who embody both masculine and feminine spirits. Mm. And that was Hawley challenging Gregory Jackson, who served as deputy director of the Biden White House Office of Gun Violence and Prevention. So how off was just about everything during those years? Yeah. What spirit are you?
That's a spirit of 76, I would say.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Which is
what, got a big 250 next year.
Well for
so,
us. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about
I'm going by the mean spirited. I'm a little mean spirited today.
No, you're not.
But I mean, this is the stuff that when we were Kennedy, we've been on the air so long together. This was once something that we've go, oh, do we have to learn this now? Pronouns, is this what people are talking about?
Yeah, every now, Stanford with their language, like, don't call it a master bedroom.
Right.
It's called a primary bedroom because that might offend someone.
The NBA can't call themselves owners because it's bad. They can't call themselves owners. Men who...
Neither can people who own pets.
Right. Yeah,
you're going to offend your dog if you say I'm a dog
owner. But now we can.
Yeah.
Even God. Mayor Pete, no pronouns and a beard.
He cannot serve in right. Pete Hicks' military with
right.
that beard.
I love that speech, by the way. Okay. Man, it's interesting. Thanks for building on that. Here is Kimmel and Colbert. Kimmel on Colbert.
Oh, God.
Cut 39.
We're doing something unprecedented tonight. We thought it might be a fun way to drive the president nuts.
That son of a, you know, is really unbelievable.
Mr. Son of a.
I mean, Mr.
Son of a.
His royal...
Yes. Yeah, no, I never imagined that we'd ever have a president like this. And I hope we don't ever have another president like this again.
Colbert, Kimmel on Colbert's couch. He's going against himself.
Yeah.
What happened the days when Joey Bishop went against Johnny Carson and they stopped speaking? Joan Rivers went against Carson and there was a bloodlust feud. You know, when Chevy Chase spun. I mean, there used to be wars at night. Leno against Letterman. Mm-hmm. We want to win. That's because America. You can't go in the guy's couch.
No. David Letterman never would have gone on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And
no,
like,
well, they hate each other.
Yeah.
Is that whole thing?
And like George W. Bush is a hack. Even though they probably, well, I don't know. Leno's pretty apolitical. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a registered Republican.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that he's like you. Like calls as like calling the shots. What do you like about each
person?
I
hope one day I have as many cars as he does.
Right. Do you find that, who do you think the funniest talk show host away from the cameras?
Jimmy Fallon.
True. How about not Adam Fox?
Oh, like of the...
Out of all the guys that have done it and not done it, like they got the three in the middle, Letterman,
I used
Leno.
To love Letterman, but he was notoriously prickly off camera.
Right.
And didn't want anyone to talk to him. And it's like, he went to the same college as my parents in Indiana.
Ball State.
Yeah, my parents went to Ball State. That's where they met.
To me, the funniest is Conan O'Brien.
Conan's amazing.
I listened to his show on Sirius. And number one, I didn't really watch his late night show because of the job I have. But I just can't believe in the moment how funny. I don't think anyone's close. Now you know why Lorne Michaels said, this guy's a writer, but he will be a great host.
Yes. And he knew that he was not a comedic performer on a sketch show, but that there was something about him that was so likable.
Yeah.
And so funny and smart, because it's hard to be that smart and that intellectual and come from Harvard and still be that goofy and adolescent.
Right. And what do you think that means in the big picture? Like, of all the topics I picked.
I went on Conan's show, Letterman, and The Tonight Show with
here.
Leno, and Conan was by far the funniest and the most chatty in between commercials.
Like legitimate chatty, not like, well, can you believe this weather?
Just no,
like,
he was so funny.
Okay, I have all those shows. I'm trying to think. I've been on none of them. So I am even more jealous of you. Kennedy, check out our podcast.
Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A new study shows people may have aisle anxiety and decision fatigue during their trip to the grocery store. The nationwide survey of 2,000 adults by Talker Research finds most people spend about 4 minutes deciding on each item they buy at the supermarket. Many say shopping feels like an investment, especially for products tied to health, wellness, or those with a long shelf life. And the numbers tell the story. 41% admit second-guessing half the choices made in a given day. More than a quarter say even the simplest decisions can leave them stressed. And at the supermarket, 40% of consumers say they research food products more today than they did 5 years ago. More focusing on labels that promise healthier for you, or non-toxic, or clean, or no added sugar. Researchers say more than a third of us have become what they call product detectives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Teresa Giudice.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill Whelan.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy Baldwin.
It's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone. I'm
I'm Nicole Polizzi.
It's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone. It's Henry Golding.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
I'm Ted Lange, and it's time to take the quiz.
5 questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better! Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive!
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Fox on Tech.
President Trump wants to ensure that America stays the dominant lead in artificial intelligence. That's why President Trump signed 3 executive orders. 1, fast-tracks federal permitting, streamlines reviews, and expedites construction of all major AI infrastructure projects. The president says the U.S. is turning a corner.
America must once again be a country where innovators are rewarded with a green light, not strangled with red tape so they can't move, so they can't breathe, and that's not going to happen.
A second order focusing on turning America into an AI export powerhouse, from chips to software to data storage, making sure the world runs on American AI and the American AI stack. And he signed a final order banning the federal government from procuring AI technology that has been infused with partisan bias or ideological agendas. With Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Number one, he's just hacking you as a communist, are you?
No, I'm a democratic socialist. That means I believe in dignity for all people.
It means more than that.
Yeah, I think...
You're not a communist. I agree with that.
No, I'm not a communist. I think, you know, a lot of New Yorkers have asked me, what does it mean that you're a democratic socialist?
Yeah.
And I tell them to think about the words of Dr. King from decades ago. He said, call it democracy or call it democratic socialism, there has to be a better distribution of wealth for all of God's children in this country. And that's the hardest.
No offense, but Martin Luther King Jr. and everything he wrote, and that prompted me to look it up, he is socialist. He did not like capitalism, but he was not running for office. He wasn't a communist. He was never a mayor. He was an activist and a great leader and a civil rights warrior. Got it. But I didn't want him to balance my checkbook, and I certainly didn't want to run my city. Joining us now is Miranda Devine, Fox News contributor, New York Post columnist, coming in on Zohra Mamdani and commenting on basically the guy with a 20-point lead in the race. But now the race is without Eric Adams as of Sunday, and it looks like Eric Adams is endorsing Cuomo, leaving Sliwa, Cuomo, and Mamdani. Where's this going, Miranda? Where's this race going? Is it going to end up like it is right now?
Look, I don't like people talking about it as if it's inevitable that Mamdani is going to win. I know that's what the polls are showing, but the polls have been wrong a lot of the time before, and this sort of feeling of inevitability only helps his campaign and dispirits voters who in New York are notoriously apathetic. You know, we're lucky if 20-25% of voters actually even cast a ballot in the mayoral elections, and that's how we ended up with Bill de Blasio, you know.
No one showed up.
Who was a disaster. No one shows up. And it's the same thing with Mamdani. Now, latest poll, Emerson poll, just before Adams dropped out, had him at 43%. I've seen other polls, 45. Cuomo's in the 20s. Sliwa is third. And then we had Adams had 7%. So I'm not sure that his 7% is going to go entirely to whoever he endorses. I doubt it. But even if it did, it's not enough. However, Mamdani is starting to be put under scrutiny. And he did a local New York Fox interview the other day, and he was a complete car crash.
I think Miranda just froze. Try to unfreeze her there for a second. I think we just lost transmission. But so we'll take a look at that. And it's true. We're going to play some cuts from there. On The View, he just basically got a walk in the park. They treated him like a returning war hero, which is insane because they don't even know him. And it's only, you know, you have Cuomo, who they worshipped also. So that's his main competition. Miranda, go ahead. You said the local Fox interview was a disaster.
Yeah, total car crash. And it's because he can't explain his policies. He can't explain the democratic socialist platform that he was elected on in the local council because it is so the opposite of what citizens want. You know, he wants to defund police. He wants to decriminalize misdemeanors. He was asked about prostitution. You know, would you decriminalize prostitution? He couldn't answer the question because, of course, he does want to do that. So he's obviously, you know, anyone with any knowledge or brains knows that the guy is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And, you know, he's got a nice banter and a nice sort of cheesy TikTok style. But I think as soon as voters start waking up to the threat that he is and the reality of his platforms and that he's actually dishonest, he's portraying himself as something that he's not. And even in, you know, friendly interview situations, he's unable to explain himself. His minders are starting to intervene in interviews. You know, the wheels can fall off very, very easily. It just needs a little prod. They're keeping him so wrapped in cotton wool, kind of like the Joe Biden basement campaign. It's me and others of my colleagues at the New York Post have requested interviews with him. I've asked him to come on the podcast. It's just never happens. He knows that it's risky for him to have any sort of scrutiny. So I think there are two things. We have to wake up New Yorkers that they need to get out and vote. And whether it's Cuomo or Sliwa, it has to be one of them. We have to choose one of them. I'm not sure. I think Sliwa has a good heart. He has the right policies. You know, people I trust say he'll be the next Rudy Giuliani. But the numbers aren't with him, and I think it's very hard to get a Republican voted in this city. And Lee Zeldin was fantastic, and he couldn't do it. So I think, unfortunately, Cuomo
is... You think he should drop out? You think Sliwa should drop out?
Well, he, you know...
He's got 10% or 15%.
If we have any chance of not having Mamdani, I think he has to... I don't believe the polls, but those numbers are so enormous.
But Miranda, my problem is that Cuomo's a disaster, an arrogant idiot that screwed up the pandemic and screwed up everybody's lives. He apologized yesterday to the Jewish community for breaking up their or for not allowing them to have the ability to get together during the pandemic. I don't know how far that's going to go. But here is Mamdani yesterday, asked about his anti-cop statements. Basically, he says they're all racist. Remember? Cut 29. Yeah.
Back in 2020, you called for defunding the police, something you've since walked back. You also called the NYPD racist, anti-queer, and a threat to public safety in 2020, but now agree they deserve an apology. Can I ask, have you formally apologized to the NYPD?
These are conversations that I'm having individually with officers. And I've appreciated that because it's through those conversations with rank-and-file officers that I've learned more about the difficulties of this job.
What's the answer? He won't answer the simplest question. Of course, let me use this term, this network, to apologize to cops retired and active.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he's a phony. But, you know, I agree with what you're saying about Cuomo. Of course. I mean, I cannot stand him except that He's better than Mamdani. And also, he did achieve some things during his term. I know he caused a lot of mayhem. He was terrible during COVID. He also, ushered in bail reform. He was completely weak when it came to standing up to the left.
Destroyed nuclear power. And nuclear power. Prevented fracking.
Exactly. So it made energy more expensive. All of the above, I agree. However, his ads now, he's hitting the right notes. He's talking about refunding the police. He's talking about law and order. He's talking about energy bills. And when he was governor, he did open LaGuardia, which is great. He did open the Tappan Zee Bridge or whatever he calls it, the Mario Cuomo Bridge. He was actually quite good at making things happen. He's a bully, and if he uses his bullying and his orneriness against the left wing of his party, he could actually achieve something, and you would forgive him for everything else if he managed to do that. I don't know if he has the guts. It's definitely a risk, but the risk is Mamdani. So it's the devil, you know, I think. We don't want to go with the devil that knows nothing and is an avowed, socialist, but he's a communist. He's a Marxist.
So let's go a little bit further. Israel, he's anti-Israel, right? He won't call Hamas a terror organization. So listen closely. Cut 28.
You've made inflammatory statements like calling Israel an apartheid state and questioning its right to exist as a Jewish state. Just this week, you were evasive with a reporter about condemning Hamas.
Of course I condemn Hamas. Of course I've called October 7th what it was, which is a horrific war crime. And of course, my belief in a universality in international law is also the same set of beliefs that have led me to describe what's happening in Gaza as a genocide.
Really? It's allowed him to call it a genocide. Your thoughts, Miranda?
It's just gobbledygook, isn't it? Smoothly done. You've got to take your hat off to his ability to come across as a very authentic phony. Everything he said, he seems to be able to say two things at the same time, and people believe it, or they don't engage their brains, or it doesn't matter. He has a young cohort of organizers and activists who are out there. It's a very active campaign. Really, we're not seeing much of Cuomo at all. And, Sliwa is trying. He is a little energizer bunny. But Cuomo's just, I don't know, he seems to be very low energy compared to Mamdani.
I want to bring you to another one, an episode from your podcast that's getting a lot of traction in your interview with Howard Lutnick. And you asked him about Epstein because everybody in high finance knew this guy. And when people say, well, why were you hanging out with Epstein? Because no one really knew that side of him, or some did or had heard rumors about it. But like when you have that much money, you go to the same parties, you go to the same islands, you go to the same ships. That's just the way it is. Now, I always equate it to, there's a lot of people who thought O.J. Simpson was a great guy. Well, one day he gets up and he murders beats up and murders two people. Right. And they go, wow, why are we with O.J.? Well, I didn't know that side of him. You know, the Harvey Weinstein. Well, I did a million movies with him. I financed him. Well, look at that. You know, then we find out he's the brutality of Harvey Weinstein. So with Jeffrey Epstein, whatever you think, he was hanging out with the who's who of royalty, of politics, and finance. One of which, to a degree, was Howard Lutnick, who's also a high finance guy. Here he is talking to you about why Jeffrey Epstein knew so many people and why he had so much money.
So how come Bill Gates and all these other people could hang around him and not see what you saw? Or did they see it and ignore it? Or
no, they participated.
Right.
That's what his MO was, you know, get a massage. And what happened in that massage room, I assume, was on video. This guy was the greatest blackmailer ever. Blackmailed people. That's how he had money. So
what happened to those videos? Why is there now such a dearth of information when, you know, Donald Trump's people are running the FBI and the DOJ?
I assume way back when they traded those videos in exchange for him getting that 18-month sentence, which allowed him to have visits and be out of jail. I mean, he's a serial sex offender. How could he get 18 months and be able to go to his office during the day and have visitors and stuff? It must have been a trade. So my assumption, I have no knowledge, but my assumption is there was a trade for the videos. because there were people on those videos.
So I'm sure the White House wasn't thrilled talking about Epstein, but you got them talking about it. What was your takeaway?
Well, the reason was because Epstein had a house on the Upper East Side, and so Howard Lutnick and his wife moved in next door. This was before Epstein was charged or anyone knew about his unsavory habits. But so they just moved in, and Epstein sent an assistant over to knock on the door and invite them over for a cup of coffee, meet the neighbors. So they trotted over there and they walked in, and Epstein said, "Oh, I'll show you around the house." They shared a wall, this beautiful big brownstone, and Epstein, there was this closed door off the living room, and Epstein opened it, and all that was in the room, it was, should have been the dining room, but was this massage table. And Lutnick was sort of puzzled, and he said, why have you got a massage table in the middle of your dining room? And how often do you take a massage? And Epstein said, he moved in really close, Lutnick said, right to his face. And he said in this sort of very sleazy way, "Every day, but only the right sort of massage," something like that. And Howard Lutnick standing there with his wife, and he was just disgusted. And so they decided very quickly after that to leave. And he said in the few steps back to their house, they turned to each other and said, "We are never going to go and see that guy again." And he said it was just so obvious that he was a sleaze. And then you came in, well, why didn't other people see what you saw?
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about, when I said tapes, I'm talking about there was an FBI, in that original plea deal, the FBI told the prosecutors that Epstein had cameras all over the house. But there was never any evidence that tapes existed. A couple of the victims said that there were, but one of them recanted, and I think Virginia Giuffre might have said it as well. I don't think she recanted, but she committed suicide recently. So we don't really know if those tapes existed. All we know is that he had hidden cameras all over the house, according to the FBI. So it stands to reason that there were tapes. I don't know the rest of it, and Howard Lutnick says he doesn't really know, but he knows everybody in Wall Street, worked on Wall Street all his life. He, I think, is expressing the view of Wall Street. That's what the people who knew Epstein the best, that's what they thought of him. Whether it's just rumor, I don't know. Nobody knows, but I think it probably... I'm being told today by one of my colleagues that it was a shock to the DOJ.
Miranda, where do you get your podcast?
You can get it anywhere, YouTube, Amazon, Apple, wherever you get your podcast.
You do a great job. Miranda, thanks so much. Also with the New York Post. Appreciate it. Back in a moment.
Thanks, Brian.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than Big Wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Florida firefighters who helped comfort some nervous dogs after a car crash makes today's Dean's List. Gabriella Obregon was driving with her two beloved dogs when she was involved in a car crash. Thankfully, she was okay and so were her pups. But it was scary. Within minutes, the Palm Beach County Fire Rescue were on the scene, and Gabriella was able to capture the moment on video when the firefighters stopped everything to comfort both dogs and carry them to safety. Gabriella says the men allowed her fur babies to stay in the truck and keep them very calm, going above and beyond the call of duty to help keep her safe and tend to her sweet dogs. And even though her car is no longer drivable, she will never forget the kindness shown to her and her pups. Palm Beach County Fire Rescue, thank you for all that you do. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. September is Pain Awareness Month. The International Association for the Study of Pain says it's a global campaign helping to spread awareness of issues related to pain and pain management. They've broken the month up into four weekly themes, beginning with pain management, research, and education in low and middle income settings. This week is the 50th anniversary of the journal Pain. Week three is training the next generation of pain professionals. And the final week of the month is the global pain community. The U.S. Pain Foundation also has a campaign, #ThisIsPain. Each week, publishing articles about the lives of those coping with pain, from adults with chronic pain to children, caregivers, families, and healthcare providers. For more information on Pain Awareness Month or the topic in general, you can visit iasp-pain.org. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We are in a fascist moment. Mm-hmm. And what that means is a right-wing, white nationalist, white supremacist moment, and that is centered around hierarchy. If you go back before the 20th century, there were no income taxes. There were no regulations on business. You could earn as much money as you want, leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes.
Right.
That's the world they want back.
So that is Joy Reid on some outlet, and she is out there saying their extreme things, but she could do whatever she wants now and don't have to worry about anyone reining her in. But her, Don Lemon, that other clown who left CNN, are all doing their extreme left-wing things. And it's not based in reality, and they're saying their extremist things about Trump. What people don't understand is Trump is doing more in 8 months than they could ever imagine. Executive orders, I wish there were more legislation, but nobody can keep up. He's already passed his economic plan in the massive bill that passed in September, like it or not. He's taken on the tariffs, reorganizing trade, taking out Iran's nuclear plant. At the very least, set them back seriously when we thought they were on the cusp. Does anyone think that now? And, you know, we'll see if he can land the plane with China and help out our farmers immediately. At the same time, he's also can't be underappreciated how he's stopping the political correctness. The whole pronoun era has stopped. The whole watching everything you say, the affirmative action, when you say, well, affirmative action doesn't work, you're not labeled a racist. When they say just have meritocracy, level the playing field, everyone should be treated the same. And not treated extra special because of your ethnic background or what the perceived liabilities are in your past or your heritage. All this stuff is happening. Look at schools. For the longest time, they said, you know, schools are a mess. You know, the Republicans lost the schools. He's taking on every Ivy League school because of their extreme anti-Semitism, intolerance, pro-Hamas attitudes. And then he went in there, looked at the curriculum, and hopefully there'll be a subtle, smart way to free enterprise way broadening out their faculty. So you get a conservative history professor, and you might get a moderate one, and a liberal one, and a political science professor, and a physicist that doesn't hate America. He's doing this all in real time within 8 months. At the same time, cracking down on crime. And I can't forget about illegal immigration. Whoever thought the border would be sealed and pursuing the illegals amongst us? Whoever thought a million people would deport themselves? And they did. It's closer to 2 million. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Can't wait to see you November 1st in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. History, Liberty, and Laughs on Fox Nation. But I want to see you in person.
The man who helped shape U.S. monetary policy just released a bombshell book called Our Dollar, Your Problem. In it, former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff warns the U.S. dollar's dominance is under attack, and if it falls, your savings could be the first to go. That's why Advantage Gold is giving away a free copy of Rogoff's book to anyone who schedules a one-on-one precious metals appointment. You'll discover why gold is becoming the number one hedge against a global currency shift, how to move your IRA or 401k into physical gold, tax and penalty free, and how to get up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with a qualifying account. Get your free copy today while supplies last. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. That's 800-324-9902. Don't wait. Supplies are limited. Call 800-324-9902 or go to AdvantageGold.com. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. RNC Chairman Joe Gruter says Democrats are solely responsible for this current government shutdown.
Darren, look at what's happened over the last 4 years. The 30 states that track voter registration, we've picked up 4.6 million voters. And it's not an accident. People are rejecting these far-left woke policies.
Gruter says what he sees as a leftward direction in the Democrat Party will give Republicans an edge in next year's midterm elections.
You got to look at the midterms coming up and the fact that the incumbent party's 2 and 39 in these off-cycle elections, so the headwinds are against us. But I think we have a real opportunity to continue to build with the base and build with our, you know, hold the majorities of both the House and the Senate based on things like what the Democrats are doing right now with the shutdown.
One of the casualties of the government shutdown is the monthly jobs report.
The Labor Department typically releases its monthly job numbers on the first Friday of the month, but that report on economic data is being delayed amidst the ongoing shutdown. A short delay won't be very disruptive, but a long absence of those numbers could pose challenges, particularly for the Federal Reserve. The Fed relies on jobs data as it grapples with interest rates amid a slowing labor market. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has authorized the deployment of 300 National Guard members to Chicago, where on the same day Border Patrol agents shot and injured a woman they said tried to run them over. The White House cited ongoing violence and lawlessness as reasons for the deployment. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker criticized the decision. Federal agents shot the woman Saturday morning, and investigators said she was armed with a semi-automatic weapon. The woman was treated at a hospital and released. A federal judge in Oregon has temporarily blocked the president's administration from deploying the National Guard in Portland as well. More at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. And now, there's a way to support it every day. Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, and boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game no matter the challenge. For me, it's been a game changer. I have never had such clarity, focus, and concentration before. I love telling you about Think Factor. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor helps you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or go to ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor. Your first bottle, just $19.95. Think Factor. I'll bet it'll be a game changer for you, like it has been for me. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Think Factor.
The government is taking a minority stake in Lithium Americas, a company that's developing one of the world's largest lithium mines in northern Nevada. The Department of Energy will take a 5% equity stake in the miner, which is based in Vancouver. It will also take a 5% stake in the Thacker Pass Lithium Mining Project, a joint venture with General Motors. Correspondent Donna Warder says the move is the latest such investment by the Trump administration in private companies.
The U.S. government already announced a 10% stake in Intel is the biggest owner in MP Minerals, a Las Vegas rare earths miner, and Trump made a deal with NVIDIA and AMD to give the U.S. government a 15% cut of revenue from selling certain chips to China.
Again, correspondent Donna Warder. Most stocks ticked higher Friday, the S&P 500, inched up by less than 0.1%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 0.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.3%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Despite the shutdown, there were new record highs on Wall Street, as we just mentioned.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks edged mostly higher on Wall Street, sending indexes to more records. The S&P 500 inched up by less than a tenth of a percent Friday. The index closed out its seventh winning week in the last nine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 238 points. It's about half a percent. The NASDAQ Composite lost an early gain and slipped 0.3% from its record. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. That followed some mixed reports on growth for service businesses in the U.S. Crude oil prices clawed back some of their losses from earlier in the week. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. officials in coming days are set to hold the government's biggest coal sales in more than a decade. About 600 million tons of the fuel will be auctioned from publicly owned reserves next to strip mines in Montana and Wyoming. Data analysis shows that power plants served altogether within 10 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hope you had a fantastic week. It's going to end strong here on this Friday. David Bonson's going to be with us from the Bonson Group. Make heads or tails. Not only of the numbers that are coming in, although we don't have job numbers because of the lockdown, shutdown, but also about consumer confidence, about how we feel about jobs and what about our future. A lot happening today. Griff Jenkins in studio, getting set to host Fox and Friends Weekend. Joined me a little bit earlier. And we got a big announcement. Fox Nation Patriot Awards tickets go on sale for the November 6th show that you look forward to every year at the Tillis Center at LIU, where I went to college. FoxNation.com/PatriotAwards. Go scoop up your tickets. Let's get to the big three.
Number three.
This use of U.S. military firepower is unprecedented.
Targeting drug smuggling boats with military strikes. There's no legal precedent.
And it's another example of Donald Trump breaking laws within the United States.
That is a look at what the media is saying about Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but it's just not the case. We are at war with cartels. We want to protect America's youth and then stop the drugs from flowing that are killing them. It's the best way, the only way. Why I'm all in on this, even if the lawyers are not.
Number two.
Some of the individuals have been doing this for a long time. There's an organization to it. They're on social media. When they started, was not a thing. But now, with the social media piece and the way that they communicate, we're definitely doing everything we can to put together all the pieces to this.
ICE under attack, Portland, Chicago, Los Angeles, and more. Why it shows Donald Trump was right to put them into the fray and why they're needed to straighten out those cities. Too bad the local police are not allowed to help.
Number one.
The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion.
We got to make sure Americans have the health care that they need. And if that means we got to shut this government down, so be it.
Oh, that's fine. Shutdown continues very intensely. While the GOP seems to have the upper hand, is there a risk for the midterms should it linger and should mass layoffs take place, even if it should be happening because with $36 trillion in debt? Griff, what do you sense right now? We've been through so many lockdown shutdowns. Sometimes you get the sense who's got the momentum. You kind of knew the Freedom Caucus didn't have the power to do what they were doing. Senator Cruz in 2013, shutting down the government till you eliminate Obamacare, didn't have the numbers. I get the sense that the power and leverage is with Republicans right now.
100%. And let's also not forget that in 2013, when Ted Cruz was shutting the government down, it was one senator, Chuck Schumer, who called government shutdowns the politics of idiocy. That was literally his quote. He's had a change of heart. But to your point, the leverage is with Republicans because you have one side that is saying, listen, let's just pass a clean, nonpartisan, simple extension to keep the government open till November 21st. And we'll talk about the health care subsidy extension that you want to, but let's not shut the government down and cause pain and difficulty, as we just saw in the last one that lasted 35 days in 2018, 2019. But in this case, one side simply says, let's just pass this, keep things open, mm-hmm. and we'll talk to you about your thing. The other side said, no, I'm taking all my toys, going home, and damage be damned. And that is never a winning argument to demand it. And now it's backfiring on them a little bit as we continue to lay out how this exactly works, that illegal aliens are getting free health care right in states like California.
But some are worried. In the Wall Street Journal today, some GOPers are worried that they're going to get blamed for creating and might create some vulnerability because everyone's about to get letters, as they do every year, for their insurance premiums. Now, a lot of people should never have gotten Medicaid. They never brought the money down after the pandemic infusion of dollars. But when the numbers go up, will they get blamed? Some moderates are saying, let's continue the subsidies until after the midterm. Senator Mike Rounds says to walk away from these people that are losing insurance would not be good politically or morally. And there's about 24 to 40 million people enrolled on Obamacare. Do you see the other side to that?
I do see the other side to it. And listen, healthcare is a difficult issue for Republicans as well. That's why they are wanting to take a measured approach to it. But they know that they can't ultimately bring something that's going to damage millions of Americans. But I don't know if Republicans are going to get such a huge blame out of this, because what we're learning in this shutdown is there is the case of millions that came across the border illegally that were paroled legally into the country and then started to qualify for some of that Medicaid. And that's what the Republicans and the Big Beautiful Bill sought to cut out, because ultimately you should not be able to get free health care if you're an illegal alien. But the other thing I'll just add quickly is that when you look at the way that those Obamacare health subsidies were juiced by Democrats under Biden, you're talking about a trillion dollars.
So much
nearly.
More than they ever said. And every year they got to be subsidized, and Biden threw all the money at it. And then Trump said, if you're not going to repeal it, I got to fund it. So he's like, who came up with this program?
Right. And the larger theme of the Trump administration was always going to be to cut the spending down. And so to give way to the Democrats, you're doing anything but cutting. You're talking about these programs DOGE has killed, a billion here, a billion there. When you're talking about $750 billion, that is a lot of money, and no one's going to be on board for growing our debt to that level.
Here is Nancy Pelosi. She has a real balanced approach about who's to blame. Cut four.
Trump and Republicans are now inflicting a painful shutdown on the American people because they refuse to protect America's health care. And Congress doesn't extend the Affordable Care's enhanced premium tax credits immediately. Hundreds of thousands of families, now we're talking about California only, will lose their health care.
So, by the way, if you for people who say that there's no provision to pay illegal immigrants, they do it in a different way. Money flows into these hospitals. 50% of all this money is reimbursed by the federal government. These hospitals are general practice. They function as general practitioners, the emergency room especially, for illegal immigrants. Because Ronald Reagan passed a law that anyone who goes who has to get health care if they enter a hospital. So if you get there, who's paying the bill? These hospitals are getting reimbursed. It went from California getting $1.6 billion in 2023 to $6.4 billion now in 2024. That was just last year, and that number's going to rise even more. There has to be a sense that somebody's going to rein this in. They don't like because this all passed in the big, beautiful bill, which has nothing to do with the shutdown.
No, it's not. And you've got senators like Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen, retiring New Hampshire senator that was on your show on Fox and Friends on Thursday. You guys were talking with her. She looks like she may be leaning towards crossing over and crowding.
Politico has her as the whisperer.
Yeah, the whisperer.
The Democratic whisperer to get in there and say, can we get this done, please? Because I'm against shutdowns. She voted in March with Schumer, one of the 6 to 7, to put him over the top to allow our government to be funded.
And the negotiations, look, Thune and Johnson have both said that there will be no negotiations while the government is shut down, but they are willing to negotiate on these health care subsidies. So Shaheen is trying to get some of her more moderate Democrat senators on board to say, listen, let's get in principle a Washington handshake version of something that will get done, that we can get this reopened, get the government reopened, and then work towards something that actually Republicans can accept. Whether or not we see that this weekend or next week is anybody's guess.
So I want you to hear what Dan Abrams said. He was on his Sirius XM show. He runs Mediaite. And he talked about, look, stop leaving the facts out of this debate. And he took on MSNBC. Cut 15.
The way that the fact checks have been happening from the media would make you think that there is no argument that Republicans can make at all about people in the country illegally getting any additional health care as a result of what the Democrats are suggesting. And that's not true. But it's also not true what J.D. Vance is saying. So here we are in the situation where Republicans, led by Vice President Vance, are vastly overstating what Democrats are proposing. And yet you still have the media fact-checking in a way that I think leads to more undermining of the media's credibility, because they're making it so all or nothing, and it's not.
They also want to look at – remember we had this debate just to pass in August, to pass a big, beautiful bill about eligibility. You know, Medicaid is meant for people who are disabled, who are hard times, unemployed. But when you're able-bodied, there's going to be a work provision for you to continue to get it. And they think it's going to have the effect of the same thing welfare reform did under Bill Clinton. People, when they had to work, jumped out of it. And they said, okay, there's going to be a limit to the unemployment, and there's going to be a limit to the welfare. I'm going to have to get a job. That's what they think will happen on the Medicaid side, because this is all unsustainable.
Right. And it's important to point out, because to Dan Abrams' point, let's fact check this. The poverty level of recipients for Medicaid was increased three times, up to the 400% poverty level under the Biden administration. Republicans
above
came in.
Above.
Yeah, sorry. And the Republicans came in the big, beautiful bill and said, no. This is crazy. You know, if you can work.
Because you're 400% above the poverty level, we shouldn't be giving you free health care.
Exactly. I mean, I think most Americans can understand the common sense part of that argument right now. And that is a weak position that Democrats will bring to the table if they're trying to keep it at levels such as that.
All right, there's going to be there could be as much as, there's already been 300,000 jobs cut out of the federal government since Trump took over. That's the Elon Musk Doge group, which is still working. There could be thousands more cut out over the next few weeks. Now, is this the right thing to do overall? Yeah, because we have $36 trillion in debt. We're just making interest payments or basically bankrupting us. But the other thing is, I just feel bad for the middle class family making a combined income of $110,000 to find out of nowhere I lost my job. So I do want to see a soft landing for people. So those 300,000, most of them got offers to leave in September, get 6 months without pay, with pay, just move on. So these people, I just don't want them to look and realize I got an email that I'm fired, because everyone's perception of federal workers is they don't work hard. And I think that's wrong, too.
100%.
So
100%. And I've got friends.
And you know them. Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that are federal workers. I just was talking to a woman that's a neighbor of mine that got let go. It was part of the reduction in force, a RIF, that came before the government shut down. This was last week. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that
just give them some time, right?
Give them some time. Well, you know, 750,000 government employees were furloughed. That's what happens in a government shutdown. But in this case, you do see Caroline Leavitt making a strong case and others in the Trump administration saying that, look, there are jobs that will be eliminated because of our original plan in reduction in force. I do think, by the way, one thing that we could see coming out of all this, and we don't know how many jobs will be eliminated actually out of this. We know that President Trump intends to do that, but I think we could have legal challenges coming out of this.
I want to get your take on what's happening in Venezuela, the drugs and everything else, because you have another area of expertise, Griff, and that is the border. So let's leave some time on the back end. Bottom of the hour, we go into the economy and, of course, take your calls at some point, or you can write me, BrianKilmeade.com. Just click on comments. Don't move.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show. We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
It's Fox Wheels.
After an incentive-fueled surge in Q2, car buying traffic declined in Q3, along with dealer profitability, when new vehicle inventory rose sharply, with overall new car market prices trending up to about $50,000 into September. Used car prices also seeing gains. There has been increased interest in EVs for now. That ahead of the expiration of federal tax credits by the end of September. The Trump administration is making it easier for autonomous vehicle technology companies like Tesla and Waymo to move ahead with their advanced robo-taxi systems, removing some requirements that are meant for human-controlled vehicles. The Department of Transportation and Highway Traffic Safety Administration now proposing some new rules aimed at relaxing mandates that make it hard for cars without manual controls like brake pedals, steering wheels, and gear shift levers to take the roads. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Take a pause.
Working Dogs for Conservation takes rescue dogs and trains them to be conservation canines.
They open a lot of doors for conservation and do really important work all over the world.
The nonprofit's Pete Copalillo says they've got 90 dogs with remarkable noses.
Stopping poachers in Africa, you know, ending trafficking so people can't smuggle rhino horn. And we do a lot of what we call biosecurity work here in North America, stopping the spread of invasive weeds or insects.
Two of their dogs, Quinn and Yagi, managed to track down droppings in Indonesia, possibly left by one of the most endangered animals in the world, a Sumatran rhino. There are only about 36 of these rhinos left, and the noses of Yagi and Quinn managed to find a clue to the creature despite the foreign environment.
The moist air, the scent, the smell, everything. It must have been being on another planet. But both Yagi and Quinn are super focused. They love doing their jobs.
Tick pause. Joel Nato, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Kilmeade.
You know the last time I laughed this hard was on the trampoline in somebody's backyard. I must have been about 8 or 9. That was the night I fell off and broke my arm. Pretty soon I learned to call.
Now, that is not number 25, Eric. I asked for cut 25, but why are you playing Taylor Swift?
Happy Taylor Swift Friday. I'll just say this, Brian. What a great day to be alive. To get all day to listen to the brand new
today.
Taylor Swift has outdone herself. Now, right. Eric was playing the fifth track, Eldest Daughter, which, as I was telling you on Fox Friends, is the fifth track is always the emotional one. On previous albums, you had All Too Well, which is like one of her most famous emotional songs. My eldest daughter, Madeline, got me into Taylor Swift. I woke up at 4:30.
You had to be on the show.
I had to be on the show at 8:20, but I needed time to listen to the whole album. I've gotten through almost all of it, but I went first to the eldest daughter because I knew that, as I told you before, Taylor Swift would wield that magical, emotional sob sword and just slay me with it. I just got the tears out, got it out of the way.
So you're perfectly willing to say that you cried when you heard this. You are an adult male.
I am man enough.
You are a grown-ass man.
If you don't sit down and listen to that, and you're a father of a daughter, particularly an eldest daughter that got you into Taylor Swift, and you don't tear up, you ain't got a heart, I'll tell you.
Well,
but I will say this. the majority of the album is about her newfound love with Travis Kelce. It's a positive, happy album.
Can you believe it?
And yeah, and her message is like, hey, well, the problem, it's okay to be happy.
But you know the problem. When you write a song about happiness, like, for example, Uptown Girl, yeah. Right? How does that sound when Billy Joel sings it? He's talking about dating, being married to?
Brooke Shields.
No, he didn't marry Brooke Shields.
Oh, I forgot who it was.
With Christie Brinkley.
Christie Brinkley, that's right. Yeah. It's the same era, same that. Supermodel.
And then,
yeah, sorry.
I Love You Just the Way You Are. He sings that. Yeah. And he divorced that woman. He said my new lines was, she took the cars, the key. She took the house, the keys, the car. So that it becomes, from a love song, shouldn't you wait to see if the relationship's going to work before you write about it?
I'll tell you, she's just laying out her emotions, pouring her heart out there, and it is moving the nation this morning.
It's Billboard moving the nation?
Is already on it. I do think this, though.
You know, James Comey also shares your passion.
Well, I can't. I'm not going to comment on that. I mean, you know, he needs to just do his thing. He's got enough problems. Leave Taylor Swift out of this. But I will say, you know, these songs, these lyrics, like the famous songs of Billy Joel and love songs of the past, Taylor Swift is not only a mega superstar, which is what most people see. She is perhaps the most poetic, skilled, gifted lyricist
of our time.
She writes it all.
All right. So I want you to hear this. If you don't mind, Eric, do you mind if I squeeze in some news? You're not going to just play another song? All right. Here is Todd Ringel. He is the assistant special agent at HSI over in Oregon. Cut 25.
This spans back many years. Some of the individuals have been doing this for a long time. There's an organization to it. They're on social media, which when they started was not a thing. But now with the social media piece and the way that they communicate, you know, we're definitely doing everything we can to put together all the pieces to this and draw it into a, more of an organization versus simply individuals.
They're trying to take down what I think is an Antifa branch that has just been trying to destroy the ICE building, harassing ICE agents over in Oregon, Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, and you saw that Oregon lawmakers and I guess the attorney general out there's moved to try and sue to block the potential of the National Guard coming in. But then you watch what's happening on the streets with Bill Malusian out there reporting. How can anyone, let alone a Democrat, decide that I'm going to take the side of those rioters?
But the mayor and governor have.
Yeah. Right. And we're seeing them do it time and time again, doubling down, not only in places like Oregon, but in L.A. and Chicago and Boston. The same playbook that is a losing playbook when you've got this issue. We talk about it's 80-20 issue. I think it's more like 90-10 or better that the American people across partisan lines
are
saying.
But what are ICE agents telling you? We're up against it. But what are ICE agents telling you? Because they're not getting support from local cops. Do they want to do this job?
They believe in their leaders, Tom Homan, Todd Lyons, and they are committed like never before. Morale's never been higher.
Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 10, Fox and Friends weekend.
That's right. Tune in. It's going to be great. Maybe Taylor Swift will join us.
Let's see. That'll be something. That's a big tease.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
After his shift, Jonathan returned to Dory's house as promised and not only mowed her lawn, but helped clear debris and cleaned her gutters. Officer Cox then spent 2 days helping Dory out. Dory was so touched by Jonathan's selfless act, she called the police chief to praise Officer Cox and said he did it out of the kindness of his heart. Jonathan says he feels blessed to be able to help those in his community personally and professionally. Janice Dean, Fox News.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
And then you have the Supreme Court. After two decisions on the local level, the state level in California, around racial profiling of Latinos, which we refer to here as the hunting of Latinos, that has created a blanket of fear around this city and has had detrimental impacts to our economy, We had two court decisions, and then the Supreme Court basically gave a green light to racial profiling. They are trying to dial us back to the 1940s, and that is a tragedy for the American people.
What an embarrassment that she's a mayor of a major city, and that is Los Angeles. That is Karen Bass. Dialing them back, illegal immigrants, whether Hispanic or German or Chinese, they got to go. Self-deported, they already did over 1 million. You let everybody in. You loved it. Hiring people that were illegal, doing the best you can to make it a sanctuary city, accommodating for all, while you bankrupted your city at the same time and embarrassed them by still refusing to rebuild in areas and green light permits in the areas that were burned to crisp. Well, you forgot to put water in the region to put it out. Mark Thiessen joins us now, the Washington Post columnist. Mark, your thoughts about whether President Trump is hunting Hispanics?
It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard. What he's hunting is illegal immigrants with criminal records. And 99 out of 10 Americans support that. So this is another example of the Democrats being on the wrong side of 90-10, 80-20 issues, and they can go down the list of them. But I'll tell you what the Trump administration has done, and specifically in Los Angeles, which is really innovative. They've got a legal strategy to bust up these sanctuary cities. Because what happens is the reason why sanctuary cities exist is because when ICE sends what's called an ICE detainer, to the local jurisdictions, they are allowed, in some case required by law, not to cooperate with the ICE detainer, because the ICE detainer is just a request from federal immigration authorities to hand over somebody who's in custody. What the U.S. attorney he appointed in Los Angeles is doing is now, is anytime that the Los Angeles or any of the local areas there detain someone who's an illegal migrant, they check to see if they have been deported before. And if they've been deported before, they file a case with a federal judge to charge them with illegal reentry into the country, which is a felony offense, a federal felony. And then they go and present the felony warrant to the local officials, and they have no choice but to cooperate with that because it's not optional. If they don't cooperate with a federal felony arrest warrant, then they can get charged with obstruction of justice and they can go to jail. So they're doing this in Los Angeles and expect that to be rolled out in other sanctuary cities across the country.
All right. We'll see what happens with this. But the outrageous behavior by Antifa or their affiliates over in Portland against ICE, and you hear the helplessness in their voices. Bill Malusian talks to ICE officials as they have to deal with all types of unrest, and they see the cops across the street, the handful, and they do not do anything about it. You see a big guillotine in the street, horrible things thrown at them, and because they don't want their city brought under control, the mayor and the governor. I mean, it is almost surreal.
Well, so and what is Antifa? Antifa are, you know, we talk about neo-Nazis, right? Like if these were neo-Nazis doing this stuff, no one would be complaining about arresting them, about cracking down on them, about stopping them. These are neo-Marxists. These are communists who want to disrupt and destroy the federal government, bring our system down. They're anarchists, and they're causing this violence all over the country. And you know, they are domestic terrorists. And you know, in the first Trump presidency, the Justice Department did designate them as domestic terrorists, and they put some of their leaders on the terrorist watch list. And I think they need to do that even more extensively. This is a domestic terrorist organization. It's no different than if neo-Nazis were doing this all over the country. And if they were, then the left would be outraged and sad, demanding to want to know why Donald Trump wasn't doing something to crack down on neo-Nazis.
I just love the arrest of this one. Looked like a 19-year-old went after an ICE official. So they arrested him, and you see him just falling apart, this fat piece of crap, just shaking because he's terrified that he's getting arrested and he's being held in a police station. These aren't hardened criminals. These aren't the street gangs with kids with no option and no parents. These are over-entitled kids getting money. This is what they do for a living. They just they resent the fact that they're born in America. Listen to Tom Homan, Cut 19.
Local government does not support ICE. You know, every attack on ICE building and ICE personnel, Portland Police Department don't respond, even though these officers and agents and employees are taxpayers of the city of Portland. The Portland PD has a responsibility to protect them, too. I was up there a few weeks ago. The employees, you know, it's a dangerous job. It's making more dangerous from the threats and the attacks in that building.
So, and it's frustrating to watch, but we're covering it. Not many people else. It's hard to be on the other side of that, but it seems like many people are. So you, first off on Ukraine, Ukraine has a couple of things happening. Number one, they have underground pipelines that could provide oil to and gas to all our allies. They have offered to buy the oil from us or allow us, let them to spiderweb it out to all our allies in the region and forego Russian oil and gas. I imagine we're going to take them up on it.
I would hope so. I mean, first of all, the idea that any of our European allies are buying Russian oil or gas right now when they're demanding that Donald Trump crack down on Russian oil and gas sales and sanctions is just amazing to me that even was happening until this point. The problem is, of course, that the two most worst violators are Viktor Orban in Hungary and Erdogan in Turkey in terms of buying Russian hydrocarbons. Orban is completely lashed himself up to Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping economically. And, you know, Putin is bad enough, but he's turned his entire economy over to Xi Jinping. It's the only country in Europe that's taking Belt and Road money. They are completely, their entire communications network is one way. That should even be a security risk for NATO if they're in the NATO alliance. So I think Donald Trump's going to need to squeeze his buddy Orban and tell him you got to cut this out.
Number two, the thought about selling them Barracudas and Tomahawk missiles. That's what Ukraine wants. That would hit 500 miles into Russia. Story in the Wall Street Journal today said we're providing intelligence on the energy sector and targets inside Russia. Do you think we'll do this and also lift the veil that allows them to hit with our weapons inside Russia? Do you think we'll change stances on this? General Keane thinks we have.
Yes, we have. That's my understanding of it. And so there's two things. So what happened was Joe Biden, for his entire presidency, prevented the U.S. from the Ukrainians from doing that, from targeting inside Russia. Even though they were being targeted from inside Russia, they were not allowed to respond to take out the sites from which Russia was attacking Ukraine. At the very end of his presidency, he lifted that restriction, and that was put back in temporarily in the first few months of the Trump administration. Now, at this point, he's taken the gloves off and allowing them to do that. But it requires one, permission to use the U.S. weapons, and two, provide the targeting and intelligence sharing on where this stuff is. And so it seems like that's moving forward, which is great for the cause of forcing Putin back to the table, because he's not going to do it voluntarily.
But you know what I just love, Mark, is the president came out and put out that Truth Social post, essentially, I tried everything, Ukraine's got my full backing, let's do this. Has anything changed since that?
Well, the weapons are flowing. The permission to use the weapons on Russian territory exists, obviously these have to be case-by-case basis. It's starting to move. And look, I think Trump has not given up on the idea of having some sort of a peace agreement. I think Vladimir Putin has slapped Donald Trump in the face. I mean, if you look back at that Alaska summit, Putin shows up. He takes the prestige and pockets the prestige of standing there in a summit with the American president. And then he accepts a letter from Donald Trump, personally handed to him from his wife, Melania, saying, let's have peace to save the children. And the first thing he does is he attacks strikes a kindergarten, which was a response to that letter. And then he escalates attacks and then starts sending drones and planes into NATO territory. I don't know if you can have a clearer signal from Vladimir Putin in response to that. Not only did he not do what he was supposed to do, which was to meet with Zelensky and then have a tripartite meeting, which is what was the deal that they were going to go forward with, but he's actually gone the opposite direction and is attacking even more. So I think it's pretty clear that where Putin stands, he does not want peace.
It looks like they're looking to put a drone wall in front of all NATO allies, and it's going to be cyber, it's going to be technical, it's not going to be physical. And everyone thinks this is a great idea to go from Finland all the way to Bulgaria. The question is the speed in which they can do it. And they're going to use Ukrainian technology, know-how, and resources because of what they've been able to innovate. Do you sense there's an urgency in NATO, a American-like pace to this?
I think that there is an urgency in NATO. The problem is that they don't have all the technology that we do. So this is going to have an urgency from NATO to provide the funds, but it's going to have to be U.S. technology in a lot of these cases. But I will tell you, there should also be a physical wall. The Poles are building a 400-mile wall between them and Russia and them and Belarus. That is, it's called the Eastern Frontier, and it is it's literally a physical wall like the one Donald Trump is building on the southern border. But it's got, in addition to the wall and the razor wire, it's got tank traps, it's got minefields, it's got moats. It's got turrets it's a wall designed not to stop illegal immigrants, but to stop the Red Army. And I think Donald Trump should build that thing between Russia and Ukraine when the war ends.
So,
and we should deploy it everywhere that we have a frontier with Russia.
So I also understand that. That would be great, and I think they're going to put the money aside to do it. We just got to expand our industrial base quick enough to be able to provide the weapons necessary to allow us to make money off selling these weapons to our allies. So I got to bring the last thing up is, we know there's been a draft again from Russia. They're going to put another 125 to 145,000 men in uniform. Where are they pulling these people from?
Prisons. They're pulling people from anywhere. This is what's happening in Russia right now, Brian. They're running low on artillery and armor, right? If they continued the fighting at the pace that they were 6 months ago, they would run out of armor by next year. So what they're doing instead is they're doing what they call meat assaults, where they literally send human waves of soldiers at the Ukrainians and wait and let them get shot down, then send another wave, let them get shot down, and then when the Ukrainians run out of ammunition, they pull back. That's how they're advancing, and they're doing it inch by inch. This is a deliberate strategy by the Russians to throw people into a meat grinder. I don't know how you continue that, how that's sustainable over the course of a period of years.
So we understand the president just posted that he's giving Hamas until 6 o'clock on Sunday to accept the deal or face total annihilation. And for those people who don't think it's possible to annihilate Hamas, General Jack Keane reminded us. Cut 40.
It's fiction when people say, well, this is an ideology and you can't defeat it. That's nonsense. We defeated the al-Qaeda summarily in Iraq. These are guys with guns, and if you want to defeat them, you do what? You take their guns away and you kill them.
Right. We did in ISIS, and I do believe the curriculum's changing in Saudi Arabia, so we're getting a generation growing up maybe not hating the West. Go ahead.
So, first of all, Jack Keane is always right, and he's right in this case. You absolutely can destroy Hamas. Second of all, what Donald Trump has done is he has laid out not just a plan to end the fighting, but a plan to rebuild Gaza and to create prosperity for the Palestinian people, for the people of Gaza who live there, a chance for them to leave temporarily if they want, right to return if they want, economic growth, investment, and all the rest of it. And Hamas is either going to accept that or reject that. If Hamas rejects that, I don't want to hear the word genocide from anybody's lips ever again, because Israel has signed off on it. Every single Arab ally of the United States has signed off on it. The entire world is united behind this plan except for Hamas.
Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. We'll keep an eye. It's going to be a weekend in which, between the lockdown, the shutdown, Hamas's decision, it's going to be a weekend that doesn't stop flowing with news. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You got it. Listen, when we come back, we understand that P. Diddy was allowed to dress in street clothing and go out and plead his case to find out what his sentencing would be. We know he put a letter together to say, I've learned my ways, I lost my path. Let's make it time served 14 months. The defense is asking for 10 years. So we'll give you the latest from the courthouse in New York City. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Fox News Audio presents Blood Mountain. Deep in the forests of Georgia, one hike turned into a nightmare.
Calculated. Savage. Homicidal maniac.
One woman's disappearance sent shockwaves across the nation. The ensuing search for a suspect revealed something more sinister. A serial killer was on the loose.
The more we heard about it, the worse they thought.
The Blood Mountain Podcast. Listen and follow starting October 14th at foxtruecrime.com. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
Think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Harvard's new professor, Lahore Vajistan. His actual name is Kareem Khubchandi, and Harvard hired him to teach in its Studies of Gender and Sexuality department. Kareem reportedly dresses as Lahore Vajistan during lectures, and he is slated to teach two classes, Queer Ethnography and Ru Politics, Drag Race and Desires, which is a play on the TV show RuPaul's Drag Race, where drag queens compete in a bunch of different competitions to win the show.
How crazy is that? That is on Instagram. That's Chrissy Clark. I believe she's a student, but she's talking about what Harvard's doing on education. We know about the $500 million they're paying out to start industrialized schools, and we thought they understood that they were going to stop with all this sex ed stuff. Not sex ed in particular, but the, let's say, quirky ed. How about that? Instead, they decide to hire this professor from Tufts, which, by the way, Tufts hired her, and with the name, obviously, ridiculous, Lahore Vajistan. Harvard hired her. The institution welcomed her in a July message to the college community, revealed that the visiting professor from Tufts will teach the Studies of Gender and Sexuality program, thanks to Harvard's Gender and Sexuality Caucus. They have a caucus. gender studies is a real major, and now they're doing this. Are they just trying to undo? When Trump sees this, he's going to want to blow up the whole deal. How would you feel going to Harvard? Yep, I signed up for Lahore Vajistan's class. Unfortunately, it was all sold out. Can you imagine paying for this? This is what Charlie Kirk was talking about. When you go to a school that does teaches you what you want to learn in an area in which you need to grow, that's great. But please show me where this benefits an Ivy Leaguer. I think it just gives a terrible reputation. Meanwhile, on a quick note, too, Tim Walz continues to embarrass himself. If the vice presidential debate wasn't enough, if his existence wasn't evidence enough, if the fact that he's running for re-election and the state has to raise its standards and get rid of this clown once and for all. Listen to him, how he handled Harris's complaint that he didn't do enough. Cut 41.
As far as the book and things like that go, I think she has every right to be critical. I do think I let her down on a couple things. And I warned them. My Minnesota nice thing is, if somebody's being nice to me, I'll be nice to them.
You're talking about the debate with J.D. Vance?
And quite honestly, we did not prepare for him to be more cordial. The expectation was that he would do the false attacks and do some of that, and they didn't. So I'll give them this. They were well prepared. And the teacher in me, and this is nervous tick or habit that we have when you're a teacher, when someone else is speaking next to you, you instinctively nod and listen and try and listen. And that was viewed as, and the vice president took it that I was agreeing on some of the things that were a personal attack on her, and it wasn't that at all. Because when we're teachers or in any other one, I'm like, that's really interesting. It's dumb as hell, but it's very interesting. And, you know, I was doing that.
I mean, do you believe that excuse? The teacher in me. I told them I sucked at debates and they still picked me. Their loss. And I did suck at that debate. And I'm sorry I nodded because a teacher in me. Unbelievable. He's absolutely terrible. Another bad decision by her, but we're so glad. We dodged a bullet with those two. No question. Brian Kilmeade Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.